Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati! Hey, guys.
I like that one. All of Jason's intros pretty much have the same voice. He's a man of one voice, but he flips them around a little bit. I like that one. You carried that one out a long time.
Now, what I did with that one is I kind of took all my voices and put them into one intro somehow. You know?
It worked.
It kind of started off with the Macho Man thing, and I got a little rednecky, but then I went to that weird E voice.
I just backed up and let you go.
Well, as you should. As you fucking should.
Yeah, I didn't want to cut you off and start talking. If it was going to go, it might have went on 30 seconds. Who the fuck knows?
I was expecting more. I mean, I'm a little disappointed.
I was pretty impressed.
Hey, man, I only got so much in my fucking repertoire.
E is your bread and butter.
I like toi. Repertoire!
This is 31.
31!
Episode 31, and for a lot of the podcast, I shall be talking like this.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because we'd have our first listen from Mother Russia.
I thought it was just because you like Count Chocula so much.
No, he's Transylvania.
Whatever, same thing.
We got a Russian listen.
We got a Russian listen. Shout out to the Russian.
Mr. Putin, I don't think he had anything to do with rigging the election, and I'm glad you're a viewer. I think it was Putin.
All right, well, I don't care if he rigged the election or not, but I don't think it was Putin.
Oh, it was Putin.
Now, you know who it was?
Who?
Because I've talked about her a couple times recently. Anna Kournikova.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. My girl out there and married Enrique Iglesias with the
is
beautiful
Russian,
face.
Is she Russian, though?
Yeah,
or
she's
is
Russian.
Is she like Czechoslovakian?
Nah, she's Russian. She's straight up Russian.
Could have been her,
in Russia?
Then.
It was her, yeah. What?
Does she live in Russia?
No, I think she lives with Enrique down in some...
Somewhere better.
Some Mexican island, but, you know... some Mexican island.
You're racist.
No, I'm not. That's you. I'm not racist at all, guys.
So, Jason's thinking Kournikova. I think it's... the premier himself, Vladimir.
Vladimir Putin.
I can call him Vlad now. He's a listener.
Yeah.
What up, V?
V, you can call him V.
If he's listening, he's a fan.
You call him V Poot?
That'll be my new V symbol
V Pooty.
V Pooty.
V Poot.
V Poot and Hizzy. But that was exciting. We've never, ever in 31 episodes had a Russian. We've been bouncing around the region of Europe, but we've never been in Russia.
That
before.
And it shows a map of the flat earth on our podcast thing, yeah. And Russia takes up a giant chunk, so it makes it look really good.
It does.
Like, you get a listen in Hong Kong, and
you can barely
even see it. You got to fucking scroll in to see that it's there, but Russia, it shows up like a fucking giant birthmark.
It looks like Greenland or something
the
like
flat
that.
Earth.
Does the whole country light up?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole country lights up.
It's a big map, and it lights up. But, you know, the U.S. one is still fucked up, because I know we're getting listens from different states that aren't lit up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be in the unknown category, and I really don't know how that fucking works, but Russia...
They're shitty states.
Russia was sticking out like a turd in a punch bowl, man.
It was. It was nice. I loved it.
I did, too.
It looked like Gorbachev's fucking birthmark on his face.
Like Naked Gun when Leslie Nielsen took the rag and wiped it off.
That was great.
I fucking knew it.
That was great.
Hey, but V, glad to see you, man.
V, you got signals and shit for
him? That's his V for Vladimir.
Oh, all right. All right, Poot. I appreciate it. But I think it was Kournikova and Enrique. I'm going to take him as a side hustle, you know?
I wonder if I could convince Kournikova and Enrique to do the cuck thing. I think Enrique would just... Oh, I got a better one. Instead of him sitting back there quiet,
mm-hmm.
he's softly singing one
his
of his
love
tunes.
Songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any of his songs either.
You whilst
what
watching
is it? Rhythm Divine? Rhythm Divine.
No,
if he wants her to have a good experience, I feel like if he loved her, he would give that to her and let you do that.
It's true. I don't see the problem with
love.
That.
No, I'd let her play with my balls. Tennis reference.
Oh, okay.
I'd probably let her give me a full forehand with her with her racket.
I'd make her use her
first shot at that. Yeah,
I'd make her use the backhand.
She had a pretty powerful backhand.
She had a great backhand.
God, she was a hottie.
She was a hottie, but I don't. What?
Is she the screamer?
They're all screamers.
The little one from the Ukraine or something that was in the U.S. Open a couple months ago, whatever. She was kind of turning me on a little bit.
You just like the noise there, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't a hitting a ball noise. It was a, you just hit a good spot noise. It was a, here comes the ball. It was one of those, and I was digging it.
Did you turn your hat backwards to look less racist today or what?
No, I turned my hat backwards because... When it was forward, I was getting a weird shadow in my eyes from our high-tech lighting system.
We do have high-tech lighting.
Yeah, and I was getting a shadow over one eye.
I don't think I'm in the best light as of the moment, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you got a face for radio, bud.
I do not, dude. Beautiful, man. I should probably remove this hat and show you the sweet hair I got going on. Probably. Whoa. Right now.
No, that's the reason the hat's backwards. I was going to do that, but I figured don't mess with that.
No, you don't want to do that. That's a bad look. White guys shouldn't do that look.
No, I agree.
Nobody should.
We can get backwards, we can get frontwards, but that's it. When you start getting a slight edge to any side, I start getting suspicious of you. You know what else I
always hated? This one, where they just set it there. They don't pull it down. It just kind of sits there.
Yeah.
A vanilla ice deal.
I don't get that one.
Ridiculous.
That looks absolutely
ridiculous.
Vanilla Ice was the man, though. So
I liked Mr. Rob Van Winkle. I was a fan.
Mr. Rob Van Winkle.
I liked his Home Improvement show because I like HGTV a lot.
He was a hell of a motocross racer, too.
Yeah. I mean, he was decent at that.
So many talents.
Yeah. I think he did that after,
too bad rapping
right?
wasn't one of them.
Rapping was a talent. He was good.
Oh, yeah. Let's kick it.
And not only that, what are the guys you know that could be hung up from a fucking 5-story window by the ankles hanging out by Suge Knight and his boys and not shit his pants? He didn't shit his pants.
He didn't shit his pants. That's good. He just signed over the rights to his fucking money.
It was one hit. Yeah.
It was one hit. For no reason.
I mean, Suge Knight can bargain. Don't ever let anybody tell you.
He was a great businessman.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best.
He gets what he wants. Either, you know, you do this, he didn't offer, didn't come up, he just hang out the fucking window.
I was pretty obsessed with Death Row Records and that whole saga the whole time.
Everyone was back then.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. I was a giant Dre guy for a long time.
You know, there is a market. We can become the Suge Knight for podcast. Just go around shaking these motherfuckers down, making them sign their rights over?
No. How about this? We go out with a fucking group of thugs until they subscribe. We won't be real bad people.
Thugs sound racist.
There's white thugs.
There's connotations.
The word thug was out before, any black gangs were out. Thugs were gangsters.
Yeah,
Italian
but they have
mobsters.
That term has been stolen as a way for white people on the comment section of Channel 5 News or something to... You know, to kind of make their point without saying the N-word. They've changed it and used thugs as that. Yeah.
White,
I'm not saying it's a bad word.
That's white
cultural appropriation.
You know what I mean?
But I think it has been kind of hijacked and it's being used as a
maybe. As maybe a it's term. A safe way to say
Don't
the N-word.
Whistle.
That's what I mean. Like, I think it's became like that for all the Karens out there on their comment section.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'll say thug 1,000 times. And if you think I'm racist for it,
well, it's because you're
as usual, go
thug,
fuck yourself.
You know?
I mean, thug's been around for 100 years. A little fucking guy running numbers in the speakeasy. She's a little thug.
It doesn't matter, you know, because what I always say is, if you don't like me, black people, then you're not really black, okay?
Nice segue there.
It's like, that's the way it is, you know? They can deal with it.
Trump says a lot of fucking stupid things. Joe Biden just got a lot of points for that one right there.
Well, he basically pulled a card right out of the Trump book. Trump did that 4 years ago with the Jews. You know, he did. He came out and said, if you're Jewish and you're not voting for Republicans, then you're a traitor to your people. I mean, that's basically what Joe Biden's saying. So he basically took a Trump thing and reused it accidentally because he's crazy and old.
Yeah, but Biden was saying it to a black guy.
Charlemagne's so weird looking.
Yeah, but he's a black
guy. I can't
guy.
Look at the, yeah, I guess, but I mean.
And he just, you know, he had Charlemagne on his side and he was like, everything's good here between us. Hey, let me throw this little tidbit out for you. And then he said it, and everybody went, what the fuck did you just say?
his reasoning's so funny. It's like, it cracks me up every time. It's like, South Carolina. So he'll just keep on repeating his numbers in South Carolina. Like, that means anything for the whole country and how they feel about Joe Biden or just two old white men becoming presidents again.
Yeah, he's
regardless.
Nuts. He's nuts, man.
He is nuts.
I love to see politicians. I love to see Trump say stupid fucking things. It makes my day.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? I love to see it. And I'm like, these are our two options.
Well, at this point, it's like I would love to have someone that I believe in to vote for. But since I don't have anyone to believe in, I'd rather them both just make me laugh.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Like, you see, we have Trump's bank account now.
What?
We have Trump's bank account information. Kayleigh McEnany held up his paycheck
show
that it was getting donated.
Yeah.
To prove it.
What does the president make?
Somebody
like $300,000, $400,000, something like that.
Yeah, I think he donates. I think it's five, but either way, four or five. But I'm sure he does.
He's going to give it to some veterans once, and he didn't cough it up. They had to like shame him publicly.
Well, because I don't think Trump's very hands on. You know what I mean? I don't think Trump's sitting there
like
signing into his PNC account and going, "All right, transfer to the veterans." He says that he forgets it and he expects his people to fucking do it later, and they don't. Because he probably hires idiots like himself. So, you know.
But yet you are convinced that the President of the United States is personally making all of these tweets all fucking day.
I do think he's making the tweets.
I think he's making some of them. No. I don't think he can make 20 tweets a day. He's the fucking president.
Dude, I can make 20 tweets in the next 10 minutes while I'm doing this podcast. Yeah, it's not that hard to make a tweet. It's a brain fart that comes out.
I think he's got a select group of people that he trusts making tweets on his behalf.
Think about the dead time those guys have. Even though they're doing theaters constantly traveling and everything, you think it's a constant all day, like, all right, hang up. President of Hungary's on the phone. Hang up. All right, we need to talk to the Colombian guy. It's not a lot of that. There's a lot of make this decision. All right, now I'm going to sit in the car for the next half hour as I drive to this place and to tweet. Give a speech. Yes, what the fuck else do you have to do? Like, likes the ego thing. Obviously. He likes, like any social media thing, and I'm a fucking bitch too about this. You know what? You like the feedback on it. You know, you become a social media thing because you like getting the feedback. Trump loves feedback. He loves people loving him. Well, I don't think he does. I mean,
maybe she's the tweeter.
She don't look very interested in him, man.
She doesn't look interested in anything. I just think that's her facial features. I was about to say, yeah.
She looks dead inside. She really does.
You know what?
Very attractive.
You know, he's donating his whole check, right? If we'd have voted for Hillary, she fucking committed 5% of her paycheck to charity. But it was going to go to the Clinton Foundation. This fucking bitch. And you guys are still scratching your head. Why didn't we get Hillary in here? She's a fucking...
No, it's the same argument it is now. Why wasn't there a better candidate? Why wasn't there a better candidate? That's what it is. Nobody's wondering why Hillary didn't win.
Whatever. You were a Hillary supporter. I don't want to fucking hear
it. I would have voted for her. I did vote for her. Damn.
You did vote. You don't.
She was a Hillary person. She might go back on it now. But you were hardcore Hillary there for a little bit.
I mean, given the options.
I don't need them. Those two aren't the options. You put those two in front of me. No, I'm not. Fuck you. I'm not.
I want a lady president. That's all I want. I just want a lady president. It didn't matter who it was.
Lady president.
Didn't matter. I'm an Elizabeth Warren person. I've always been an Elizabeth Warren person.
Until she went crazy about 4 or 5 months ago?
Crazy. She's always been crazy. Bitch thought she was an Indian.
Yeah, but she pushed it 4 or 5 months ago. She was a true front runner in this. If your grandma told you you were Cherokee, you'd believe her too. She had a real shot at this thing. And then she started opening up her pie hole, and they said, you know what? It's just not as funny when you do it as when Trump and Biden do it, so you're out. We need guys who are going to fucking get headlines with these stupid things. She was saying stupid things, and people were going, you know, Biden's going, laugh, you know what I mean? She wasn't there.
Her downfall was going after Bernie real hard for no reason. It was. It made her look a little petty and weird, just in general. I was like, eh?
Hey, real quick, getting back to Trump, I saw a picture the other day. Oh, my God. God, I've never, I always knew attractive, but Trump's daughter, the smoking ridiculous one, Ivanka.
The one that he's in love with.
Let me tell you something. She's getting better with age. He'll tell you. Fucking stunner. That one is fucking, I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous.
He will tell you. He brags about it before. Hey, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd hump her. You know, it's like, what?
He didn't say those exact words, but he basically said it. When she turned 17, he was into...
That's even weirder!
He was into 13 to 17, Ivanka. Hey, you know what he doesn't like her now. She's all used up. You know what
he figured? He figured, if Woody Allen can do it, I can do it.
I think so. That was from his old... Yeah, the only kid he has from the new wife is the young one,
Baron.
Right? Yeah, Baron.
But Ivanka is a fucking stunner. I mean, I'd put her on... Yeah,
I agree.
Oh my God, I saw a new picture of her. I was like...
And Donald Trump Jr. looks just like Joe Small for anybody that knows him.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He looks just like Joe Small. It's hilarious.
Does he have a beard?
Yes, sometimes.
Huh. Oh, that one.
That's when he looks the most like Joe.
Hey, I'm going to start off by saying it's fucking Africa hot in this garage today. I feel like I'm standing in the fucking Sudan.
I would have been less racist and went with Thailand.
Africa hot sounds better. Africa's desert, man.
Yeah, so is Arizona.
We could have went there. Hot.
Why can't you say Arizona hot? Because you grew up there?
I do it on a more grand scale. Africa hot. Africa. Wait, so I'm racist because it's hot where their ancestors came from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Not all Africa's hot.
All of Africa's fucking hot.
Yeah, I can't think
of
much.
All of Africa's hot. Here.
You think so? Like South America? South America hot? Or South Africa is what I meant to say.
I think South America is a better description of what's happening here because it's very moist here.
It is moist.
And it is not moist in Africa.
But South Africa, further south, hotter.
Well, not exactly. Once you get so far south Europe. It's the further away from the equator, not the further south.
Right now, they're over there with fans listening to the show going, these boys are right. It's fucking hot down here.
Oh, yeah. Mandela's people are listening to us fan. Right
oh,
now.
Yeah, we know they do because we had one. I think now they're scrambling.
They're right. I don't think they watch the Facebook Live, so they'll hear it in a couple days.
They don't have TVs there yet. God, that was a bad thing.
Yeah, come on, man. I think they have...
Get it together.
I think they have TVs.
So let's jump into it. Let's jump into the elephant in the room, the Maddie Bell story.
The Maddie Bell story. I don't give a fuck. Straight off, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't give a fuck. When she was missing, it was like, okay, well, that's sad. She's missing. But as soon as they said she's found and she's okay, my mind instantly went, oh, okay.
Done.
The story was done right there. And what pisses me off, well, not pisses me off, but what kind of makes me laugh in general is that I believe that all these fucking Nancys that are sitting at home reading their news stories and reposting on Facebook are upset that this girl's alive and well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not the outcome they're looking for. These are true crime people. They wanted the, you know, they either wanted the happy ending of running back into mom's arms after being, you know, rescued from the serial killer, or their bitch is dead and now we got to look for the serial killer.
Mangled
this
body.
Is the last thing they wanted. And you can
now,
tell.
Where did they find her?
You can tell they're actually angry about it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yes, not a story.
They
anymore.
Do it under the guise and of you've wasted police
that's
resources.
That's exactly what they did.
You've wasted our time. They could have been looking for any of those other hundreds of women.
Hey, Maddie, I know you're a listener. You know who isn't? We're real strong in Kentucky. You're a cunt. All right, you could have called the cops.
We don't like you.
You could have called the cops and said, "Hey, I'm alive.
Don't tell my mom."
But no, you didn't. You wasted fucking people's time and hours. So you're a cunt. But you did nothing illegal. And these people should get off your fucking back. You're allowed being a cunt in 2020, all right?
And when you're 18, you can be whatever you want
to
be.
It's not out of the realm to think that she was kidnapped because there's a ton of human trafficking going on around.
No, well, the situation
in this area,
the
even,
situation that she left it in,
gone.
Not only is she gone, she left her car,
her phone.
With her phone there, and like I think her wallet.
So
too.
She didn't know about her mom's
I mean, she did.
Facebook.
It made it look like
a kidnapping.
Crime.
Yeah.
It definitely looked like a crime, but it ended up not being a crime. Shouldn't we be happy?
Was she found in this state?
I think she was in Kentucky still, yeah.
Was she really? Okay. With a dude?
Yeah. Now, here's the backstory.
Not her boyfriend,
what I'm hearing.
Dude. Another dude, right?
No. This is the backstory, and I don't know if this is just a bunch of Nancys online talking. You know what I mean? And making shit up as they go along.
Right.
And, of course, this is a local person, so some of these people online may know her, you know, so they might have insight. But the rumor of the day, from what I've heard, and I hear this stuff from my wife because she follows the Maddie Bell shit, apparently, the parents had let that boyfriend live with them for a long time, and the mom was caught fucking the boyfriend.
Ooh.
That's the rumor?
Definitely. I heard that. That's
what was
true.
Going on, so that's why she wanted to get the fuck out. And apparently, the mom and the boyfriend were super controlling freaks.
Well, it's weird, because I'm not saying that there was anything to it. I don't know a whole lot about it, but when they were interviewing the mom, and they were, you know, hey, bring my daughter back. Anyone who's got my daughter, bring her back. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't crying. She didn't even look sad to me. I think in the back of her mind, she knew I drove this girl out of here, mm-hmm. and she fucking left on her own.
I agree with you.
In case
Super
she
Susan
didn't,
Smithy.
She didn't look sad to me, and I'm not saying she wasn't. I'm not going after you saying that you did. You know, you weren't sad about your daughter. But every time you see that somebody was kidnapped, their kid's missing, their parents are. Just fucking beside themselves. They're crying their eyes out. Oh, my God. We just bring him home. Just bring him home. And she was like, we'd like to have our daughter back, please. We really want her back. So if you got her, just send her on back.
But the bottom line, she's 18. She decided she wanted to get up and go. All right.
But what she should have done is saying, I'm 18 now. I'm out. Fuck off. Peace.
Yeah. And then she does. And maybe... Who knows her home situation? Maybe she doesn't owe it to her parents to tell them to fuck off peace or any, you know, with them any explanation. But it's obviously been news for a few weeks. You could at least called the local cops and said, hey, I'm fine. And then it saved some people some
or
time.
Some other
yeah. Saved some tax
less
money. There was some, you know, probably a decent amount of good people that are out there looking for him using their free time and wanted to find this girl. You know what I mean? And that's not right. So I get the... That's why I say Maddie's a cunt. I mean, she should have thought about this one a little
so
bit.
That's
she's
not
being
the boyfriend,
a selfish bitch.
The guy she
but
was
you keep
with
saying
wasn't
she's 18.
Boyfriend.
She's stupid.
No, I don't know who this guy is.
It's a different guy.
And you never know. I mean, we could go real fucking deep, and this guy told her to call and say that she was all right. Meanwhile, she's not all right. She is kidnapped.
And you know the.
I mean, unless there was a face to face meeting and the cop really got to see the situation, who fucking knows?
You know? Well, the Nancys you were talking about are going to turn this into he brainwashed her, he made her leave her house. Let's go after him now.
And maybe that's true. I don't fucking know.
No, I've already seen new ads for a new missing white girl.
There's we got a new missing white girl?
Yeah, they're like all over the place. All
right. We'll move on then.
It's not as popular as Maddie Bell. She's not quite that white. So
hey, guys, how you doing? Please bring my daughter home. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Have a good one.
She's okay.
Dishes are piling up.
Yeah. She hasn't done her chores in weeks.
Dishes are piling up. We don't know what to do.
Her boyfriend won't come around anymore and fuck me because she's not here.
Speaking of fucking,
I could go so many ways when you start that way with this show.
Yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
But I'm going a little bit more news, political, not really. But have you heard about the new trend? Not even new. This has been around for 3 or 4 years. And just term of the incels and the MGTOWs.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I don't know about MGTOW. But
the
incels,
the guys
for
who
sure.
choose who are celibate because they don't feel they're worthy of being loved by
anybody. No. The incels are different. Incel stands for involuntary celibacy. Celibate. So they're basically
they
guys
love,
that can't get laid.
They're not, no, what I was reading about the incels is that they want to be loved. They just don't feel like they're anybody out
well,
there.
Maybe
who
psychologically,
will.
But the thing is that they the point, hate no. all women because
yes.
all women won't fuck them.
Basically, that's
and
it.
And no is women will fuck
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's like it's became so, this movement of these nerds that can't get screwed.
Screwed.
Exactly.
That was very nice sounding. Screwed, man.
They can't even get a handy,
I'm on
though.
Local
I mean,
broadcast.
Let's be serious.
But anyways, I have guys that aren't getting anybody to touch their dick that are upset about it and don't realize that, well, maybe that's on me for not putting myself forward or whatever.
For being a garbage person.
And then the MGTOWs, that's men going their own way.
What is that?
These are guys, and this is more...
They sound hot.
This is like the incels that are super angry. These are the ones that are doing it by choice. And they're going their own way. They have no use for women anymore. They believe that feminism has ruined the country, that everything about women is screwing them over and about using them, and they will no longer accept women, basically.
Well,
and even them, though, I think those are incels that just got old and wanted to change their terms. Now they're wanting to say it's not involuntary. Like they're,
you know,
I can get fucked, but
off.
I don't want to get fucked.
But doesn't it a little bit in the back of your head piss you off that women have all the fucking power because they have a pussy? You have all of it.
I mean, what a time to be a single lady. I need to, what, can you
I mean,
send
it's
me
gross.
Some of those incel sites? Because I think I probably could.
It is the
really
truth, 100%. The women literally got us by the balls at every turn because they have a vagina.
That is a flaw in you.
That's a flaw in
you're weak.
System. No,
you're
I'm so not weak. Weak. They don't have me by the balls that much because I'm old. When I was younger, they had me by the balls, and I would pretty much do anything to get laid like everybody would. Now I could really give a shit.
A lot of power in a blowjob, you know? It's like...
You know?
I tend to agree with Whoopi
power
on this one.
Is when the dick is
I think
in
if you think that women got all the power, that's because you're weak and their pussy means that much to you. You're willing to sacrifice things.
I can't get all the dicks I want.
It's like
most
the,
of the dicks
I
mean, probably
I don't want. Remember what celebrity said it best.
Where the fruit is within reach.
Your low-hanging dick fruit? That's what
you've
you're saying.
Seen the men I date.
That's true. They're
I
awful.
I don't remember what stand-up comedian
men.
Said
wonderful
it. It was a black stand-up comedian. It was probably the greatest line ever because it was true. He said, women have all the power because they have 40% of the money and 100% of the pussy.
Yeah, I think that was a Chris Rock bit.
Is I'd that what it was? Well, either way, that was perfect.
But I like about the MGTOWs or whatever the fuck. I'm probably saying it wrong, and I don't give a fuck because these guys are losers and they don't get their name pronounced properly.
They should spell better.
There is a levels. They got this shit all going on. So level zero. Why would you start on level zero? You think one would be the start, but whatever. These guys
make a bunch of rules. They started the COVID with patient zero.
Yeah, well, that's just a term, but I get you. All right. The level zero is situation awareness, which is basically going, you know, like, yeah, women suck. I realize women suck and they control everything.
These guys aren't
what
gay,
am I
though,
do?
Right?
No.
All right.
Level one is rejection of long-term relationships. This is where you're like, women suck. I don't like women, but I'm going to go try to get fucked every once in a while because I still want to, you know.
Still want to get my rocks off.
Yeah. That's basically level one. Level two, rejection of short-term relationships. All right. Now you're at the point where you don't date. You don't do anything.
You can't get a
you know
date
what I mean?
Anymore.
You don't give
and
a
that's what you call it.
Yeah. You don't give a fuck. Well, that's in general is what's going on. But, all right, so they're not doing anything with women at that point. Every once in a while, they go to, like, hookers and stuff. Mm. You know, something of that nature.
Because they patronize small business. I'm good for that.
Level three is economic disengagement. All right? Now, this is a weird one because it's thrown in that has nothing to do with women.
All right.
And this is where this – because this group of people is typically kind of alt-right or anti-government in general. Maybe alt-right's not the best term, but just anti-government kind of people are usually in this.
Economic disengagement means that you will only make enough money to survive off of and not contribute to anything else. You make enough money that you, I know one of these guys.
To all pay right? your bills and yeah. eat, and that's it.
And that's how I heard about this to begin with, is a guy I used to work with, who I always liked when I worked with, but online he's a fucking just that evil dorky troll. He became this, and he's a pizza guy, and he'll never be anything but a pizza guy because he can pay his bills, and that's all he wants to
do. That's pretty convenient.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He's a little fucking divorced dude that girls aren't touching him anyways. You know what I mean?
Bottom line, he has no motivation in life, so he puts his label on himself to justify it.
He does have the personality. Well, yeah, you're right. He could go to a bar and pick up an ugly chick. He could get an ugly chick because he has a personality.
He could get a stupid chick.
Or you could get a stupid chick.
But why she gotta be ugly?
Because
she's definitely fat.
No, dude, because the stupid hot chicks are taken. You don't think that's number one off the list?
I guess that's like the gold.
Yeah,
right?
It is the gold. You want that? You want that? Hot as fuck, make an egg. You know, like just move on. All right, number four, societal rejection. That's when they're just fucked society and everything. And I think that's the. I think that's the end. You no longer have anything to do with women. You're out of. The government's pocket and anything else's pocket, and you're just a fucking full-time loser level four.
that's too
but
convenient.
But if you're fitting your own definition, you're winning the shit out of it.
But these fuckers are became domestic terrorists. You know, you're seeing them as all the ones that, like, there was just a shooting last week, I believe, in Arizona. A guy killed like three people.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was an incel, you know, and that was his big thing. And he was aiming for couples.
Well, if you're choosing not to get laid, see, the problem with men
is... Well, the incels aren't the ones that are choosing. This is the guy that, you know, claims that he really likes the women, but the women don't like him back.
Here's the problem, I think, with most of these guys, these Mogla, whatever the fuck guys these are you're talking about.
Yeah.
The fact of it is that women have the power because they have the pussy. The problem with men is their fucking expectations are just way too fucking high. Let's face it. If you are not an attractive guy, as a matter of fact, let's go ugly. Okay.
You can still be cool ugly dude. In this story.
You can still be a cool dude and have a million friends, but don't go after the nines and tens. You're not going to get them. You're not going to fucking get them, dude.
Sometimes you see a hot chick with an ugly because he's hilarious.
Every time, now and then, you'll find a woman who's not shallow and will go after a man because of his personality.
You sound like one of them. You're framing it that way. It's the woman's fault. She's shallow.
I'm not saying it's the woman's fault. You're one of those put words in people's mouth people. And women don't go. Women go after... The materialistic women, they go after money first, okay? Fame second.
This is the same.
The materialistic ones. No, I'm talking they want to get their face out there. Fame. Some of them just, hey, give me the money and I'm good. Otherwise, I can be famous by standing in pictures and shit next to you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very small percentage of the women, but we all know the ones I'm talking about, the ones that, you know, just go out, they can't go to the fucking grocery store without... completely doing up their hair and everything else, and basically you're beneath me to talk to, so I'm not even going to talk to you. Those guys are thinking that, oh, I got a shot with that. Well, you don't. And I'm not saying you can't get an attractive woman when you're unattractive. I did, and a lot of people, and my ex-wife is absolutely beautiful. She's not shallow. Aww. No, true story. And, you know, she's remarried again. All is good. But the point is that she wasn't shallow, but a lot of them are. A lot of them want money. I mean, that's a big thing with women is guys with money. You see some ugly dudes. You see some ugly dudes all the time with these ridiculous hot women. Do you think that's a coincidence? Fuck no, it's not.
Well, I think that's a portion. I think the other portion is more likely guys who think that someone should just come to them and be in love with them immediately, and they have to do absolutely nothing. You got to put in your part, man. You got to eat that pussy. You got to take me to dinner.
I couldn't agree more.
So we could get to know each other. It's not because I need you to buy me a meal. You don't have to. I pay for myself a lot on dates. People think it's super weird.
I completely 100% agree with what you're saying. There's fucked up fractions of people on both sides, men and women. I'm saying that. But I think in general, like, I'll go out with some buddies of mine and a bunch of average dudes like me, you know, and one of them will be at a bar going, a fucking beautiful girl walk in. Oh, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to go talk to this girl. Well, you got no fucking shot there, bud. None.
Enjoy your night of rejection.
But he's playing the numbers. I mean, and I think that's a lot of times the problem with these, incels, whatever the fuck you want to call them, is they're not even putting themselves out there to try to get anything. You know what I mean? Like, if in order to get, when they're, like she said, they're not just going to come to you.
Right.
You have to put yourself out there. You got to talk. And you don't have to be an attractive person to get fucked. You have to have some kind of personality and know how to talk and connect with people. You know what I mean? Women aren't.
And I agree.
They're less than us. You know what I mean?
Average girl, she just wants to, you're a cool guy. So yeah. You have a good personality. You're not full of shit.
The girls aren't, I don't think, like us. It's like, they're not really built to just go after the attractiveness. They like laughing and doing all that shit. We don't care if a girl makes us laugh.
You're married. I mean.
Yeah, I'm married. Exactly.
To a hot chick.
That's the thing. I have. You know, I put myself out there if I have to.
Yeah, but see,
it's never been an issue.
You're in a different class. You're in the opposites attract class. There, and because that's a thing too. Carmen, very pretty girl, cool as the other side of the pillow, real nice, but total opposite personality wise of you.
Kind of.
And sometimes that works.
Kind of. We connect on certain things.
Well, yeah, because sure you do. But you know what I'm saying.
The personality scale, people are so large and rounded that. You can be completely different over here, but the same here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. And it's not always shit you just see. But
I'm saying outwardly. And all I mean is...
But you never know that until you go up and talk to a fucking girl. And they talk to you and you connect in some way. You know, you may be able to connect with the hottest girl in the bar. You know, you both might like the exact same things. And a lot of times the girls don't give a fuck as much. Of course, there's the shallow ones, like you said. But just like there are shallow men, there's shallow anything.
That's the ones I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, I think most women, 90% of women... are just like us. They're just normal people. They want a nice guy who's going to be good to them and not a fucking liar and not an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that fucking lump of guys that I was talking about, they shoot for the 10% beyond their reach shallow ones.
Most people do, yes.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying most women are shallow. I'm saying most of them are perfectly fucking cool. But when you see a girl walk in with the fucking, you know, $1,000 outfit and the perfect fucking hair and the big giant titties, okay, those women are specifically looking for something certain. They're looking for the fucking money, the sugar daddy, whatever. And we all know, and I'm not talking about if you're pretty, ladies. That's not what I mean. You can still be beautiful and look just like them. But we know the fucking bitches that are out for the money.
Bitches.
Every woman on every reality TV show ever?
Those are the ones I'm talking about.
Those girls are awesome.
Real Housewives of fill in the blank?
If one of those Real Housewives bitches walks into a bar and you're a normal schmo like us... You have no shot there, bud. Stop.
Those big old
lips.
They
went to that fucking show. Remember that fucking Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking beautiful, hot little gal fucking clinged on to this guy. And at the end of the show, ha ha, he's not really rich. And she dumped his ass.
Hey, you know what I miss?
That's a good one.
Darla Conger. That's what I'm going to put your name right out there, you gold digging bitch.
Yeah, gold digging cunt.
Darva Conger, I think was her name.
Speaking
Fuck you.
Of dating shows and stuff, I miss The Rock of Loves and The Flavor of Loves.
Love Flavor Those of Loves coming were back.
Flavor of Loves coming back?
Yeah, there's a new.
Because that one was my favorite. Because, all right, these girls all got in line the fuck Flavor Flav. All right.
Yeah.
Soon, everybody knows what Flavor looks like. He's a fucking crazy person, and he's not really probably that rich.
Kinda
you know what I mean? The guy has money, but he's not. You're not talking about a fucking like $100 million guy.
But tell me, he wouldn't be a fun dude to go to a bar with and fucking party.
Oh, 100%.
The funnest dude ever,
But he had
man.
To be probably the worst boyfriend, you know, for these girls.
He had like, I mean, when they did that celebrity roast of him, the one guy says, how many kids do you have? And the number was like 12.
He has
huge,
a lot of kids.
You know, gigantic amount of kids.
Flavor Flav!
Yeah. But he's a very unattractive dude.
Oh,
he's not good looking. But, I mean, he seems like a pretty cool dude. He's funny and, you know.
He's definitely funny. He's a talented motherfucker, too. You can stick that guy behind a keyboard or drum set and he can play.
I saw him in person, I tell you that.
No.
Is
he a little dude? I mean, height-wise.
Not as small as you would think. He was shorter, but it was so funny because when I was married, my ex-wife and I took our two kids at the time, and we were flying out to Arizona to visit my family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the flight got diverted from Arizona to L.A., and we had to go to L.A. first. And it was real late at night, so we had to find a hotel. And my oldest son said to me, hey, I wonder if we'll see somebody famous because we're in L.A. And I said, no, that's not usually how it works. It's 2 in the morning, and we're standing in line at a hotel, and right behind us is fucking Flav checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, we did see somebody famous.
That is awesome.
I just turned around and said, hey, man, how you doing? He goes, what's up? And that, you know, I was like,
what was it?
Hey, we saw somebody famous.
Did he have his clock on?
He had a clock on, but it wasn't big. He had a
Well, he's downsized over the years in general.
The big ones are heavy.
Yeah.
But he did have a clock on, and he was with another dude. And like I said, he gave us a smile and a hey, how you doing thing. He was a cool dude.
Public Enemy was my band.
Who didn't love Public Enemy?
I mean, I've still liked Public Enemy a lot. My wife hates Flavor Flav so much because of that show, and that's all she really knows him from is the show. And she, I think it's one of those things, and this is funny because you don't see this with white people. But she hates Flavor because she hates the idea that this is the black guy that's going to be put forward, and people are going to think of black people as Flavor Flav. You know what I mean? And then I guess other races are more worried about that than white people because we don't go, well, man, I don't. Steve-O's making us white people look real bad.
There's a lot of ways to be a bad looking white person.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't care. It's just whatever. That's just a crazy guy. Who gives a shit?
Well.
But either way, she doesn't like Flav. So every time Public Enemy comes on, she gets all mad. And I'm just like, no, Flavor's not the band. He's just a guy that yells in the background. This band is Chuck D.
Chuck D is
fucking great.
I know what you're talking about, but why would any woman, any fucking self-respecting woman, just like the fucking Bret Michaels one, Rock of Love, they're going on this show to show the world that they're a gold digger.
Yeah.
That's it. Nobody's going to look at Flav in a bar if he wasn't famous and go, ooh, I got to have that. Guy weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah.
He's got big, giant fucking teeth. He's not attractive.
No, not at all.
Geraldo said he looks like a skeleton wrapped in electrical tape.
Yeah, that's okay. A great line.
And
he looks like Denzel's nephew if he had AIDS.
These women are putting themselves out there. I'm a superficial, gold-digging bitch. And now the whole world can see that. Just like the Rock of Love
one. And it works.
But they need to bring that shit back.
You never hear, but the only fucking girl in any of those shows you ever heard about again was that fucking Omarosa.
New York?
Omarosa that went to work for Trump.
Yeah, but that was a little bit different. But yeah, you're right. You heard about her a little bit more.
Yeah, the New York thing, getting her hair spit in and fighting. That was her claim to fame. Now she's fucking waiting tables somewhere.
Do you remember... I don't know what it was exactly, but Flavor and a bunch of other celebrities were all in like a house together on VH1 too. And he fell in love, and they dated for a while with the chick from Rocky IV.
Oh, yeah.
Bridget. Oh, that is the funniest fucking couple ever.
Then they had that their one own cracked me up.
They did have their own spinoff show.
She was like 6'4".
She was like 6'4". And me and you remember from Rocky IV, and she was this big, beautiful blonde. And then they're showing her in the hot tub all droopy looking and shit, making out with this
big
fucking
tub of shit.
She's tall. She got extra gravity.
Yeah. And it was just every time her and Flav kissed, they would be like all tongue on the out.
Well, in real life, she married Ivan Drago.
Yeah, for a little bit.
She was married to him.
Really?
Yeah. And then what I think the deal with her is, you know, you got this big model looking girl, striking features, really pretty. And she's like, okay, I'm almost famous. Well, it just dropped right down. How can I put my face back out there again? Hey, here's one. Flav.
Well, not only that, but she was a pillhead at that point.
Well, yeah, but it put her in the headlines for a little while.
Yeah. It got her back in the thing. And I don't think she went into that show looking to hook up with Flavor Flav. I think it might have actually happened naturally,
fucking
but it
Peter
happened.
Peter Brady did the same thing.
Who?
Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Who'd he hook up with?
He had that fucking hot model. He did that celebrity.
I remember that. You're right. Oh, I forget her name. She was a little crazy. She was really good looking.
Fucking lovely. And he married her. And he was on the celebrity.
I remember.
Show.
And they hooked up, and then they became a thing.
He came up. Yeah, he was a good looking guy. Up. Yeah, good looking dude. But not famous anymore. Mm-hmm. But he's still a name,
then
you know.
Had
so
to do how you think he
and he hooks up
dancing
with that hot ass model. Who was very fucking hot and appeared to be really into him, and then they had a spinoff show. I think that's what these celebrities do. Okay, you forgot about me. I was a child star, whatever. Pop me back out there for a little while and give me a little bit of money. That's what I think.
Did you watch the Chad Johnson one?
I'm sure I did.
That was awful, too. I was just wondering if you did. Show? You were saying last week how he wasn't like a big star outside of Cincinnati. It's like, no, he had his own VH1 show. He was pretty big for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a dating show. Mm-hmm. Maybe you... A year after he quit football or something like that.
So he was Ocho Cinco.
He was Ocho Cinco. He was full Chad.
Well, no,
but it was the least interesting show because Chad's really, I mean, he's out there, but he's not Flavor Flav out there. You know what I mean? And the Rock of Love one was never really Bret Michaels as much as the weird chicks they would have on the show.
Well, Bret
Michaels
kind of
played the straight person. And
I've
had
seen
the crazy
women who come off his bus at night, and they are the most
trashy,
unfortunate looking women. And he's handpicked them. He's got someone who works for him, like they all do.
Well,
they're playing. They point to girls and
butt.
They go out and get
like
him and
that.
Have him on the bus. And about 2-3 a.m. they start coming off. And it's just like, you have a type, my man. And It's no, very accessible.
Is,
very
his type
accessible.
Is anyone that'll eat his butt and suck his balls and let him spit on him while he's dealing. That's what his type is.
You got to see him a lot backstage. Did you ever see him without his bandana?
No, without his hair?
I was just going to say, I want to see a picture of him without his bandana.
I don't think, because I think his hair is attached
it
to
is.
It. For real.
It's sewn in. It has to be.
Well, I think he's got the fucking long hair in the back. I just He might. I think he's got the Gallagher look.
He got
that's
the skullet going. I can see that.
That's the reality show Trump's going to be on when he's not president anymore, is he's going to be lined Trump up with love? All the... Yeah, no, the Brett Michaels and stuff, and we're going to get to find out if their hair is real.
Well, you know, the thing about it is somebody with his money, he's not really rich, but he's still got some money.
You're Brett Michaels?
Yeah. He could have the really good hair surgery that nobody knows about.
Those guys are still making $1 million a year. Someone that's like Brett Michaels,
he
I mean...
He can do it.
He keeps touring.
That's what I mean. He's touring in those tours, even if it's 1,000, 2,000 people, and he's charging 30, 40 bucks a pop, he's still making good money. And
it, no, he fucking 2 years ago, Rest Poison opened up shows. For fucking Crew. He's still selling
out. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. They're
like
still
Riverbend,
doing. Well, they, if they work together, they can usually sell out places. Yeah. Crew can do it by themselves. Poison just goes to Riverbend. They're not selling out shit.
Oh, no. And that's
you know
the
I mean?
Whole
they,
reason.
They have to be a package
these,
tour at this point.
Bands like Breaking Benjamin are touring with three or four other bands.
Yeah,
because together they can sell them out.
That's the only way
you
they
got,
can do it nowadays.
You got Bare Naked Ladies, Gin Blossoms, and Toad the Wet Sprocket coming, which is a show I really want to see. I went to high school with the Gin Blossoms, you know, good friends with a couple of them, but they couldn't sell out a PNC Pavilion.
Hey, don't you have a good Ted Nugent story? Didn't you have to drive him around downtown and he was making racist comments?
Yeah, well, he was telling me a lot about the good work that he does for the urban youth by letting them come out and come to his farm, and he teaches them how to, like, skin deer and
the
shit
urban
like
youth.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what the urban youth want to do is skin
okay, here's
deer.
The thing about Ted Nugent. He's too cheap to rent a van. I had him crammed into my, what was it, 93 Civic?
Really? Oh, to get background like on this, 6'5". Heather worked for Riverbend for years. Some and you clubs. Would do the run. Yeah, and a bunch of other clubs around Cincinnati. And she would do the runner stuff and... You know,
I picked
just
up
whatever she needed
and pizza,
to do.
And usually I took bus drivers places because artists would either like, you know, have a car or already be at the hotel, but not the nude. She was going from
the
like the hotel and he was doing a radio interview in the car. So, I mean, he's getting after it for sure. Like, it was fine. So he's crammed into my Civic and he's telling me all about how he's doing, you know, his part for the urban youth. He's teaching them how to shoot bows and arrows, skills they can really take with them back to the city. And he was really
he
felt
probably didn't
he
shut
was
the fuck
su-
up.
No, he just went the whole time. And when does. He was on the phone with I think it was WBN, he was doing an interview, and he's looking at me, he's like, but I'll tell you this about the Nuge, two things. His son looks exactly like him and is his tour manager, but is somehow super hot.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. They look exactly alike, and the Nuge is a hideous dog, and he's so hot. And he tipped me. He gave me $20 and he told me to buy a latte and a steak. And so respect.
A steak?
He thinks I can buy a latte and a steak for
$20.
Once you go to Frisch's. The Nuge is still stuck in 1970. That's the problem.
You know, the one thing you got to give Nuge, if you have to give him anything, he's crazy, man. I mean, he's fucking nuts.
He's
okay?
Out there.
He thinks he's.
But the thing about
it is, he's the most intelligent guy ever.
You can tell when you talk when he talks, he's one of those people that truly 100% believes what
everything
he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not very many of those. You can listen to some guys talk about this shit, and you know they're full of shit. Mm. He really, truly fucking believes all this stuff.
Well, like
I agree.
Like our
I call that George
friend.
Bush George Bush syndrome.
Senior?
No, Junior. Junior literally believed everything he was saying.
He did.
But I think it's just because he was kind of dull and just, you know, he was George, you know? Just
yeah,
like George.
Supposedly Nugent won't. He eats everything he kills.
He does.
And, you know, I'm not.
Well, I don't think
people
he eats everything he kills, but he. He donates a lot of it.
Yeah,
he's big into that
food.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I've heard him do long interviews. He's big on the conservation thing and stuff. A lot of those hardcore hunters get this like bad rep of these like people that go out and kill animals. But the ones that are really doing their job are doing a lot of conservation work too. You know what I mean? They might be killing a bear, but they're killing the bear that's coming back and killing all the cubs and stuff. And if they don't kill this bear, then they lose five other bears.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's not like the Jimmy John's owner that's posing in front of a giraffe that he just fucking killed.
No,
that's
a whole different story. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference. And not only that, but he owns his own big property and, you know, he does all that
and
stuff.
He
it's good
kills,
for him. I don't give a fuck about
game
that part.
Animals.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck
he
about
kills deer and
hunting
he kills,
or Ted Nugent because of that. I just think he's crazy.
He
and that cracks me up that you had to drive around in your 93 Civic.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well,
I got a weird celebrity story, too.
Even better than
too.
That was to put George Clinton into my 99 Sunfire.
George
where
Clinton.
I'm pretty sure in that car, you couldn't open the passenger door from the outside, so I had to open it from the inside, and he's, like, all old and messed up, and I had to, like, I had to buckle him in.
That cracks me up that the company didn't have some kind of car.
That's up to him to get. That's not on us.
Really?
He ordered a runner. The runner showed up. You have the option to rent a van and have me drive it.
Yeah.
Or to have a car service, which is not as common. And I don't know.
Okay.
You know, not at like Bogart's and stuff.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I love George Clinton, and I would have fucking just dug sitting next to him.
I would have dug the Ted Nugent George thing. I would have had a million questions for him. I would have tried to goad him, you know, as I'm driving through over to Ryan. Hey, what do you think of that guy? You know, just like
tough to get a word in.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably he's just tough looking to get around Vine Street at that time, 15 years ago, going, boy, these are a lot of people I could get into my urban youth program. Look at all these urban youths I could help out here.
I'll tell you what.
Your code words are weak, Ted.
Celebrities are weird, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. When we had the club in Cincinnati, we did a lot of big name country acts who are now, you know, Grammy winners and whatnot. Well, one time we got lucky. I don't know how I did it. I got lucky enough to get Marty Stewart here, a 2 or 3 time Grammy winner, huge name in the country music thing. He was staying at the hotel across 275, like some Hampton Inn or something like that. He got here. I took him to the airport. I dropped him off at his hotel. Concert was at 7 o'clock that night. He asked me to pick him up at 4. The one thing I remember about this day is it was fucking ridiculous blizzard outside. It was not only snowing sideways, but there was some ice mixed in there. It was fucking, you didn't want to walk outside. It was that cold. I picked him up from the hotel. We crossed over the overpass. We were about half a mile from the door. He goes, do you mind if I walk? Like, it's 1 degree outside and it's fucking windy and snowing. I'd really like to walk. And he got out of the fucking car with no jacket on. He was wearing a fucking shirt and jeans and walked. I said, you're fucking weird, man.
Some celebrity, some artists are like that. If they can get away with blending in to the surroundings and not like having this big fanfare, then they prefer that.
Well, do you remember a country guy named Tracy Byrd?
I don't remember any country guy.
I recognize the name, but I don't know what they did.
He was big for about 6-7 years, but
yeah.
Real big. He was A-list for 6 or 7 years. Well, he played at our place every year. We got lucky. Before he got real famous, he played there. And then he felt some kind of loyalty and said, hey, these guys gave me a shot, then I'll play there every year. Even though he was doing places like Riverbend, he did us every year. And real good-looking guy, just normal, average-looking guy. But the line for his concert would be 300, 400, 500 people deep going through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he shows up and he goes, hey, I want to play video games. Is there any video games in this mall? I said, yeah, down there. He goes, I want to do some of those NASCAR car racing games.
Of course, fucking hillbilly.
I said, well, yeah, they're out in the mall, but we'd have to walk by 500
there
people.
There's a club in a mall. Did you say where you worked?
This was Forest
where
Fair
was
Mall.
It
was Forest the
Fair
old mall.
There was a club at Forest Fair Mall?
It was huge back in the day.
Gigantic.
It was. It was a little bit.
It was Bourbon
I mean, it was
Street
really kind of before my time, even.
Yeah,
it was 70,000 square feet.
But they had an underage club that was real big for my crowd for a little while. What's that name? Metropolis?
Well, Metropolis was 18 and up, but Bourbon Street was the whole end of them all. It's where Burlington Coat Factory was. It was the most incredible nightclub this city's ever seen because we could hold.
It was a big deal.
People.
Now it's an empty building that only has an arcade in it.
Right.
And it's creepy
Bass
as fuck.
Pro Shop?
They do have a
Bass
Pro Shop.
They're out.
I think they just recently left.
Guitar Center was there. They left.
Yeah, Guitar Center was
there
forever.
Anyway, he says, I want to go play video games. And I said, well, they're out in the mall. The only way to get there is to walk by all these people. He said, that's all right. I'll show you. Throws a baseball cap on. No glasses or anything. We walked by the entire fucking line. It must have been, I was the DJ, so everybody knew me.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been 80 people said to me, Chris, when's he get here? When's he getting here? I'd say, oh, an hour or two. I was walking right with him.
I'm good with
him. He was right next to me. He didn't make eye contact with him. The real fans would know him when they saw his face. But
yeah.
Hey, now, Chris, what time's Tracy getting here?
They're looking for an asshole with a cowboy hat and some boots on. You know what I mean? He's wearing
a baseball cap.
He's wearing a Yankees hat and some New Balances. They're not going to recognize him.
It was so funny. We walked right back by the same line. They said, is he here yet? I said, yeah, I think I got a text. He just showed up. He's in the back. They were all excited, blah, blah, blah. And he was laughing
about
it. Text
back then. He got a beeper beep.
You got a beeper beep.
911.
What was your code?
Fuck off. And
well, that's the truth.
After the show was over, I told everybody that was him walking with me. And these people were like fucking really mad at me for a while. I said, what am I going to do? Tell you it's him so you can fucking mob the poor fucking
guy? Yeah, just wants to go play some video games.
Yeah, he wants to. He wasn't even good at it. He didn't drive NASCAR well.
He sucked at the old games.
What a dick.
All right, so I got an issue I want to discuss before we do the news.
Here we go.
Oh, I was wondering, is he still alive?
Who?
Tracy Byrd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why?
Because someone could have made him into a dildo.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Do you hear about that? Obviously, you've heard about that, too.
Yes.
It's fucking crazy women.
I also learned that you can't spell dildos, but go ahead.
Dildos, if it's plural, has an E on it.
No, it doesn't.
Type in that word right
tomatoes,
there.
Tomatoes, you know?
Type in that word right there.
Well, I mean, you're going to spell the bad words, too, but it's
no,
it does not have
an E. You'll get
E
websites
on it.
All over the place selling those. E.
Wow, it does. Sure looks like it's just spelled OS on all these websites.
Well, those are people that don't know how to spell. So these crazy women who are losing husbands and boyfriends. All right, we'll go with passionate.
Yeah.
We'll go with passionate.
They're passionate.
These women are buying these new dildos. Now, about 20 years ago, they came out with this thing where you could have like a jewelry or something made with the ashes of your dearly departed.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have a piece of them with you all the time.
Yeah, I got a cock ring, man, on my dog. But go ahead.
Very nice. You loved your
dang,
dog.
Dang, dang.
Love the dog.
It's peanut butter flavored. And now they're making these glass dildos. And they're filling it completely on the inside with the ashes of your dead husband. So not only do you feel intimate, but he's still going up inside that vag.
I have so many problems with this.
Tell me what problems you have.
Number one, safety issue, okay? Things get heated. I'm not trying to have glass somewhere around my pussy. Number two, I've had two dogs cremated, and it's not pretty. It's chunky in there. There's like bones and teeth and shit. I don't want to see that through the glass.
They don't have to put the whole body in there.
They're only putting enough for a dildo.
I'm envisioning like an empty glass vessel with the ashes in it. Are you saying it's like a solid piece of glass like the jewelry that has
No, it's an empty glass vessel full of ashes.
Gross. And if I wanted to like really remember my husband, I'd dip one of those like silicone mold things, but I guess you'd really have to have the foresight and the time to do that before
he's
dead.
This way, he's really in you. He's up in there. And if you look on the sex toy websites, they're making a lot of dildos and shit out of glass these days. Glass is a new big thing.
How much are they running?
21
now see this one. You don't see it. It looks like a bullet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you're not,
I thought they would
tasteful.
Fill the rest of it with ashes. There.
Well, that's this particular one. There's probably
I'm
that's
seeing
the
one like I saw. A salt shaker.
This one's right here is the one I saw.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like the carrying case.
Well, it's a UV cleansing box.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, for your dirty pussy.
Is there multiple toys in that?
No.
What's that other thing?
I think that's all
UV
stuff.
That's like
UV
a toilet
stuff.
Filter. It fills up with liquid, you know, like in your toilet bank. It's got that thing. That's what that is.
I thought it was a Kegel thing. Looks like one of
it
those cable
like
balls.
It could be some sort of butt plug hole.
Or
ball
a butt plug,
thing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a lot of women that are fucking totally distraught when their husband or boyfriend dies. I mean, some people handle grief really badly. They feel like, you know, they still have a
How
way to keep
it?
Him with them. How much is that dildo?
Oh, I don't think it has a price on it because it's just a BuzzFeed article.
The one I saw was $600.
Man, sometimes they link you to the thing. Whoa, was that a Pringles pussy can? What is happening?
What is going on? Pringles
is this
pussy
a Wish.com ad?
Hey, that is a Pringles pussy can right there. The
a
flesh.
Pussy made out of a Pringles can.
Yes,
oh, man.
It's a flesh urn, it said.
I like that.
Wow.
And ooh. There's a spot to charge your iPhone in the dead dildo thing.
In the cleaning box.
Well, you got to watch your porn.
Yeah, you need your
nice.
Audio.
But my question is, how many women
nightstand.
Do we know, if this was affordable, would buy this?
Zero.
Zero.
I think somewhere in between
probably.
Zero and maybe one.
You think?
Yeah, I might.
I don't
maybe
know
there's
anyone who
weirdo.
Likes their man that much, you know?
Well, there are some women out there that like their man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
I mean,
either.
Carmen tolerates you most of the time.
Nah, Carmen's not doing it. That's not happening.
She's moving way on.
Yeah, that's now. She's taking that life insurance money and doing whatever she's doing. But
you don't think she's buying a glass dildo?
I don't
with
think.
Your ashes?
I don't think my ashes are going to be in a glass dildo. Mm. No, it's a shame, really. I should
guarantee.
Put it into my will. You know,
I want to be with you forever.
Yeah, must be put in a glass dildo when I die.
It's only a little bit.
Yeah, but nobody's going to stand there. I'm the lawyer. Put that thing in you. It was in the will. Stick that thing in you.
You know, I really think it's an opportunity for our friend in the business to expand his line of offerings.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a man in the business, and I need to have a talk with old Uncle Ed.
I think it's an investment opportunity for you.
I am sweating
take all
like a
your
whore
money
in church
from this
in here.
Wonderful
oh, this
podcast.
Is gonna suck. I was telling old MCP over here that it's this summer when it's 90-100 degrees and we're doing this. We haven't done any podcasts in the summer. We started in the winter. The winter, it got a little bit weird, but it's easy to get a space heater that warms us up pretty good.
I hope to be here.
There's no
once
way
a month.
To go. We can't put an air conditioning
yes,
in
can.
Here. Where?
You can get a standalone one and you
how
can vent
they
it
cost?
Outside. Don't you worry about that. maybe it'll be a present. I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, if I got to sit in here once a month, I'll bring it myself every time.
Yeah,
once
but then
a month, you guys
I
have
guarantee
a cool show.
Right now, you've got that boob-doo underneath the bottom of it. Oh, wow. I guarantee it. Because right now, I swear, I'm making soup in my underwear.
I didn't know it was
going to
be this hot. I would have put deodorant under them.
Do women do that?
Yeah.
They put deodorant under their titties?
I pay a lot of money on these bras. I'm not trying to sweat them.
I ain't trying to.
I sweat when I sleep. I woke up. I haven't showered in 2 days. And this sweat and the sleep sweat. My balls probably smell so awesome.
And you had the audacity last week to ask me if I played a prank on you by putting a stain on your chair where your balls are.
You got balls? No,
that was nut sweat.
I don't sweat that much from the ball area, really, but it what still did smells. Say?
Hey, let's rewind that to the part where he said, my balls are so sweaty and stinky.
No, I said stinky. They stink, but it's usually not sweaty stink.
We have
that
a Stenograph guy in here, fucking court reporter.
Well, speaking of going days without, how are you feeling, man?
I haven't shit in 5 days. I'm really starting to get a little nervous about it. I did go back on the keto, and sometimes, you know, you're not eating any fiber really on the keto.
Yeah.
But it usually doesn't take 5 days. I mean, when someone looks at me right now and says, you're full of shit, I really am.
Yeah.
I haven't dropped a nugget in day five.
Is it painful at this point?
Every now and then I'll get a little bit of fucking fullness feeling. It doesn't hurt yet. I don't have those massive shit pains down by my groin.
5 days is danger zone, dude. That's like go see a doctor if you don't poop in the next couple days.
Well, on the way home, I'm going to stop and get something that's going to make me poop, but whatever. I don't care what it is, but because I'm starting to get to the point where I have to shit. I got to get this out of me.
Yeah.
You're going to lose so much weight. You should definitely weigh before and after. So you can
I'm going to wait before this dump comes out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can do a weight.
I'm going to drop a baby. Yeah. this turd's going to be massive because eventually it's going to get full in there. It's got to come out.
Well, or you get septic.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Something I don't want. Yeah. And that happened to a lot of people.
They recently found a lizard with the highest shit to body ratio. It killed it, I think, to examine it. But its entire little body was one solid turd inside.
Wow.
And it won the Guinness World Record for highest, like, biggest poop to smallest body ratio.
I've seen that in, like, worms when I'm fishing.
Ew.
You stick the needle through the worm, the hook through the worm, and all the shit pops out.
I'm a self-sufficient lady, but I try not to do that part.
Well, you got to do that when you buy shrimp. You got to cut them up the back and peel the turd out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
But such little poop. And such
I get that
shrimp.
Shit pre-done. I don't got that kind of time.
Hey, do we have any Get Pussy 69s
today? Oh, fuck. I forgot we do have a Get Pussy 69
today.
What
the fuck? Get Pussy. I got you.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's fucking hot in here.
I thought you were going to say something interesting.
No, that is interesting to me. I'm fucking sweating like a hooker in
church.
Well,
it is fucking...
We could do this with the door open, maybe.
It is May... And I got a feeling the next 3 months we're going to hear Chris bitch about how hot it is in here if we don't get some.
No, but I'm
going to
take out a playing card and fucking scrape the perspiration off the underside of my nutsack and show you guys how hot it is in the studio.
I'll just take your word on it.
He just keeps trying to get me to fuck him. Like, he's over here saying all this sexy shit.
That is pretty sexy.
Shit. God.
All right.
No, I told you no.
Don't look
You're
at the
old.
TV. You're too old. Don't look at the TV.
I'm not looking.
Okay. What's your guess? Get Pussy 69. What's his name?
Last week he was Clit. No, he was Twat Tickler last week.
Twat Tickler?
Wasn't he Twat Tickler?
I don't remember. I fucking week to week. But that was definitely one of them at one point or another.
He's a man about pleasuring a woman, you know? All of his, a lot of his names are all about him eating pussy, and I love that about this person.
Oh, okay. He's taken.
Yeah, he's dead to me. Fuck you. I thought you were hot. You're not.
To me.
He might cheat.
Let's go right. with...
He has a drinking problem.
That's cool.
If you put a little money in his online gaming account, he'd cheat.
Oh, well, now he might be giving too many hints out.
Really
let's go with Pussy Pirate.
Pussy Pirate. I like Pussy Pirate.
You like that?
This one is a weird one. Labia Luncheon.
I love
Roast
that word.
Roast beef curtains.
Yeah, Labia Luncheon.
I love the word labia.
Luncheon, I had to look up how to even
Better
pronounce
lips.
That. I never really, I don't even know what that means.
It's the lips. They have outer labia.
No, I know what
is
labia
conch,
is, though. Dumb shits. I'm saying luncheon.
When you go
we're
out and have
dumb
lunch,
shit?
Yeah, but that just sounds funny. You know what I mean?
When you go with ladies,
people usually
you
just
go
say
to
lunch.
Luncheon. No, you're going to luncheon.
They say brunch, too.
No, those are assholes.
That's different.
And that's labia luncheon. 69 at Outlook.com. He went back to Outlook.
They let him back.
Yep. All right, shut up, Cincinnati. Have you guys ever put anything in a girl's vagina just to watch her shove it out? I.e. golf ball, ping pong ball, tiny pumpkin, etc.
A tiny pumpkin's still really big for a pussy.
Yeah. Tiny pumpkin.
That's Spiky.
All right, Chris.
Well, of course. Twisted fucked up me.
What items? I did.
Well, I told you the one time I used to date this girl when I was in college. This was the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. This girl had such strong vaginal muscles that I could bury it ball deep in there, and she could flex those muscles and push me out. It was impressive. She was the one that got the frozen hot dog and the carrots and all that stuff like that, you know. It was pretty fucking
budget
impressive.
Budget dildos.
Yeah. I wanted to see how talented this girl was. You remember when marbles.
Yep.
They got the little normal marbles, and then they had the big round marbles, the big ones. Those were the shooter marbles. I put one of those in one time. Popped it right out. Another girl I used to do with ice cubes. I put ice cubes in there, and she'd pop them out.
I would get so scared of the marbles not going the wrong way. You know what I mean? And then you got a marble stuck up in you. A marble seems so small that you could
really lose that.
I don't think it would power through your hymen into your uterus.
I don't, not a scientist. I don't know how the vaginas really work. I'm just saying.
I try to
permeate the fucking cervix or anything. But I only did one marble, but she used to do ice cubes all the time. Yeah, she popped it out. I mean, this girl, it was so cool. I would go, all right, push me out. And I'd shove it in. She'd go, force it out. It was the coolest fucking thing.
Was she a Kegel monster, or is it just a naturally strong pussy?
Well, she had no kids ever, so
strong pelvic floor.
Yeah, just had that strong vag muscles. I think she worked them out, but it was pretty impressive. But yes, the answer to me is yeah, I have.
But no tiny pumpkin.
No tiny pumpkin. No ping pong ball.
The
no
answer
golf
to me,
ball.
Of course, no. But Whoopi, have you ever done it?
No foreign bodies that weren't meant for the purpose.
Okay. You used to fuck those Asian guys. Oh, different foreign body, my bad.
But I will.
I could be wrong, but I'm assuming one of you guys been arrested at one point or another. With that being said, do you guys have any funny arrest stories? The answer for me is no. I've never been arrested.
Nor have I.
So just fuck you for assuming that we've
just
been arrested.
Just the once.
Huh?
Just the once.
Who was arrested?
Me.
Oh, you were arrested?
Yeah.
For what?
Drinking and driving when I was like 17.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's been plenty of times where I've and nothing weird.
They
happened.
Took me. I could see my house, and they took me in to Batavia, and I got to try to call my dad and stuff.
Should
have
offered the something. Hey, is there anything we can do, officer? You got a veg.
I mean,
no. He was pretty mad at me after we showed up, and I got out of the car. I was like, "You want these handcuffs back?"
I
took them off.
I had two real close calls. I got pulled over once down in Clifton for running a red light with a pound of weed underneath my car seat. Cop came up to me. I thought she would have smelled it. You know what I mean? There was a fucking pound of weed. That's a lot of weed if anybody hasn't seen a pound. I had it stashed underneath my car seat. See, you know, you look in, you couldn't see it, but you should be able to smell it. She stuck her head close to the door, and she said, "You know, I pulled you over." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a retard. I just ran that light. I'm sorry." And she
used a hard R again.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Smell is.
And she literally laughed and goes, "Yeah, you are." And walk back to her car and let me go. Because that was Clifton cops. Like, Clifton cops, if you weren't murdering someone, they would just leave you alone. And if you're a white, that kind of probably helped too.
I think odor isn't probable cause for a search.
Yes, but she must not have smelled
it. You would
have
had to tell her to.
But either way, she didn't say anything. She just laughed because I came out right away. And the second time, I was pulling in. I lived with my parents. And I had 100 ecstasy pills on me. Now, that would have got me real time, especially at that point, because we're talking maybe 2000 or something like that. I would have done jail time for that shit. I had 100 XT pills on me. I was flying down my street, and I didn't see that there was a cop at the end of it. So it was a 25-mile-per-hour street. I was going like 55 down at 4 in the morning. I pulled into my driveway. You know, they went hit the lights. I pulled into my driveway, got out of my car real quick. And again, I'm glad I'm white. Because I think if I would have got out of that speed as a black person, the cops would have acted different. But all the cops did was, you know, ticket at me. They did give me a ticket or whatever, but they didn't search my car. They didn't get anywhere near my car. They just talked to me directly.
Well, there's no probable cause to get near your car driving fast.
No, but they could do it if you were down in the street. They don't need probable cause these days. We're acting like cops follow all the rules.
But they're still supposed to.
I mean technically,
like
yes.
Weed. Yeah, I smelled weed.
Yeah, technically, yes. But I mean,
like, what is that odor? And you're like,
I mean,
I
was probably fucked up. And it probably wasn't alcohol, though. So I didn't probably have a smell on me. I'm sure if I had 100 ecstasy pills on me, I probably had some ecstasy in my system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm probably looking at them with all the flutter eyes.
Like, get a sample, you shit.
Need to get some sleep, doc.
Yeah,
but I got away with both of them. Never got in any trouble. Knock on wood. I'm out of the business now, so I don't have to worry about that part of it. I'm never going to have 100 ecstasy pills or a pound of weed on me at one time. So I don't have to worry about that, but I got away with it.
I probably should have been arrested 1,000 times, all DUIs, I mean, 30 years in the bar business, I stayed after work every night and got drunk and drove home. I should have had a million DUIs. I never have. I've never had handcuffs put on me and thrown in the back of a car ever. And I've never driven with fucking felony amounts of narcotics in my car. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is, no, I've never seen the inside of a jail ever.
It freaks me out. Like, I get panic attack just thinking about getting handcuffed behind my back and thrown into a cop car.
A friend of mine killed himself over it. A friend of mine committed suicide.
Because he got arrested?
Well, the thing about it is, this was a fucking cool dude. I DJed
him. Yeah, but he kind of sounds like a pussy.
No.
There you go.
He was with this girl for years, and this was a partying fucking rocker dude. He really shouldn't have been DJing in a club because he came from a rock and roll club. Mm-hmm. Coolest dude ever. And he got in a fight with his girlfriend one time. He used to tell me all the time his biggest fear in life was being locked up. He said he can't be in a cage, that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And he got his girlfriend broke up with him. He got fucking hammered and stoned and was driving 100 miles an hour on the freeway. They pulled him over, put him in jail for 6 hours. He bailed out. And he's like, it was the worst 6 hours of my life. I would have killed myself if I'd had to stay in there another day. Well, then he went to court, and they gave him 15 days. That's it. Mm-hmm. And he went into his bathroom, turned on the bathtub, laid in there, and cut his wrist open.
Oh, wow.
Because he couldn't do, the thought of him doing 15 days in jail fucked with him so much. And add the girlfriend onto the top of it. It just dumped him, and he was fucking heartbroken over that. But he killed himself.
Mine was a lot different thought. I'm weird, and I don't want my hands behind my back in the back of a cop car. Once I'm in jail, I'm probably fine.
It's not a comfort position.
No, he was one of those like hippie kind of guys that said, I can't be in a cage. I need freedom, blah, blah, blah. And they only gave him 15 days.
That's crazy.
Well, there was another cavity search on the horizon there, too. Let's not rule that out.
Yeah, he just didn't want his butthole looked in a second time. All right, question number three. If you go back to a girl's place and you're starting to hook up and she has three dogs that start licking her face that she seems to be obsessed with, do you ask her to wash her face before continuing on or bail? Or just go on as usual once she puts the dogs away knowing you're going to get dog slobber in your mouth? All right, I'm going to answer that right off the bat. If I go to a girl's house and she's kissing three dogs, I'm going to start fucking kissing the dogs too because I love dogs. I'll let a dog kiss my fucking face. I'm a dog. I don't give a shit. I'll go right there. I don't give a shit.
Before I answer that question, true fucking story that happened to my friend.
Yeah.
He hooked up with this girl at a bar. He goes to her house. I swear to God this happened. He goes to her fucking house. He's a bartender in the club I was working at. He's making out with her. He goes down and starts licking her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Her little chihuahua pops up, nuzzles his head in, and starts licking it too. swear to God this happened. He pulls his head back. The dog's going to town on the beaver, right? Okay. She looks down, sees that it's the dog, and lays back down. First thought popped
She's
in his
been there
head
before.
Is, this dog is trained to eat this pussy. She didn't even rub no food on it or anything.
Yeah.
He just popped in. He literally nuzzled his head in and started fucking going to town on this bean. And he said when he pulled back and the dog kept doing it, and she went and laid back down, he said it really turned me on for a second. Like, this girl's going to let me do anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the dog get it and she actually fucking reached down and started petting the dog while he was doing it, he got dressed and fucking
hell
cut
yeah
the fuck
he
out
did
of
my man
that's
my
hilarious
man. Yes,
but no, it wouldn't slow me down. I mean, I think that's the whitest feature of me, is that I'll fucking kiss a dog right on the face.
It's not a slobber mouth face situation for me, but it has many times been a concern of, why do you think you're about to touch my pussy? I saw you petting all them dogs like 10 seconds ago. You need to wash your hands.
Oh, really? You make them wash their hands before they touch
hell
her?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh,
you're nasty.
I mean, I got an infection
in general,
from a dog in my
like
tattoos.
I like a clean hand. It doesn't have to be dog hand.
I think I wouldn't leave. I'd either say, hey, let's do something fun. Let's take a shower or something. I don't think I'd want to make out with her. I don't think I'd want to kiss somebody who just had dog spit all over my...
Your dude did the right thing.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, see, wouldn't slow me down one bit.
No, you don't know if those 5 minutes ago they were out there eating their own shit.
I don't care. There's something about it. It does not bother me. My dog does not gross me out. And I'm talking my past dogs, too. Just, I don't know.
Jason's always let his dog sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
And you've always kept black sheets.
Not now.
And it just lousy with dog hair and dander and shit. It's disgusting.
No, that one, it's not like it would be instant boner killer or anything like that. It's not going to turn me off, but I wouldn't want to kiss her. I think that's kind of gross because they do eat shit sometimes.
You're not a dog French kisser?
No. Matter of fact, you know, if I'm playing with my dog and he's trying to lick me, and I'm doing, hey, get away from me, and the tongue accidentally goes anywhere near my mouth, I'm brushing my teeth. I do that. Not me. I think dog spit's kind of gross.
Like not me. I don't like the wet stuff.
I don't prefer the dog to lick my mouth, but it's whatever. If it happens, I usually just laugh.
Sick fuck.
Yeah, I remember like Chris used to like make out with Damien.
Really hard.
Yeah, like
really
he would
hard.
Like and he would just he would open go... his mouth and let my old pit bull just
and then he'd
lick
go with Chuck.
Inside of his mouth for like.
I knew a guy that used to put fucking treats in his mouth and let the dog go in and get it. Little dog bones.
Yeah,
that's double gross.
No, I might teeth it. Yeah. And then get it, that way. But I wouldn't let him inside the mouth. I mean, I would do it as a dare. I'm not just doing it for no reason.
To make sure you don't switch him. Mr. fucking Trench Mouth.
Those
were pretty good questions. But I was surprising. I think I'm really rare that I haven't been arrested. I talked to a lot of people that haven't. But, a lot of people.
Guards.
Well, a lot of people
this guy 100?
Have been arrested. I've got friends that are arrested 20 times 30. For stupid things. They can do anything. I had a friend that we got drunk and he pulled over on the side of the road, pulled his dick out to pee, and got arrested for it. Urinating in public and, it was just a little fine and all. But I was like, no, it's never happened to me.
You got to watch out for that one because if you do that close to a school, you become a sexual predator even though all you're doing is trying to take a leak.
Yeah, even though what they don't realize is the schools have the nicest facilities.
Never. Never. I don't know about you, and you're old, so maybe you witnessed this too. But when you got to high school later than I did, and I think they had fixed it by this point. Well, you're not a man anyway, so you're never in the men's bathroom. Our men's bathroom had these brick walls in between toilets that were this tall.
The shitters?
The shitters. So you go in there, and you're sitting there shitting, and the wall ends right here. And you just, hey, guys, at the urinal. As you're shitting, if you stand up, your dick goes above it, so if everybody can see, your business.
In my high school gym, there was no walls. You sat on a toilet just like you and me, just taking your dump. How you doing,
Well,
man?
This may as well have been that.
Yeah.
There wasn't any. I mean,
and people
the wall
talk about
there.
Male privilege. What you guys have been through is something.
I agree.
That
girls'
counts.
Bathrooms are always nicer.
We have walls.
But y'all treat them like shit.
I never shit at school.
For girls' bathrooms, it always surprises me the amount of pee you see in like a toilet seat. Like, what are you?
Women
they
hover.
Stand up and fucking spray it they like hover. A hose.
Weird,
you know what's funny about? I think it was last year. I went to a parent teacher conference at my son's school, elementary school, and it was night. And I wouldn't have a problem with peeing in there because they do have walls now. They have stalls, but I had to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody in there. You had to go in by appointment. It's not like kids were going to walk in or anything. And I couldn't hold it. Yeah, the toilet was this big. And I said, I can't shit in this. I feel like I'm getting ready to fucking catch a game for the Yankees or something. I had to squat all the way down. I said, I can't get back up.
That's a good, healthy poop position, though.
That it is. I just, what if a kid walked in and fucking, then, oh my, the guy's in there.
Everybody poops.
I know, but you can't explain that to the cops. I was just pooping, sir. You're in a fucking elementary school with your pants down. Yeah. How come you take your shirt off to poop, sir? I just always do. It's my thing.
I don't know. He was the guy who did that. He would prefer to be completely naked every time he shat.
That's weird.
Tight shorts.
Tight shorts was like that? Yeah. That don't surprise me. Well, it's because his pants were so short and tight.
So tight.
Yeah. I remember getting called to the principal's office and for skipping school. I left, and got called in the next day. And he's like, well, why did you leave? And I told him, I was like, I had the shit. And he's like, well, we got bathrooms. I was like, yeah, bathrooms where you got to stare at the guy's dick next to me while I'm taking a shit. I went home and pooped. I was like, you guys need to install some shit to make sense. And he told me that from now on, if I had the shit, I could use the principal's office shitter. Because he agreed with me. He, felt bad. He's like, you're right. That is an awful place to shit.
I wouldn't really have a problem with it. I got used to it in high school. Like I said, every day, football practice, baseball practice, we shit on these toilets. There's nothing in between you.
But bullshit. I look funny because I have to do my stand-up wipe and stuff.
Yeah, you're a stand-up wiper.
Yeah, I mean, I need that closed in capsule.
Like, do you require like a tub or something to put your leg up on?
No.
Do you put up on the toilet? You stand there with your cheeks real close together and just force the
That's
paper.
A spread.
In? You got to spread.
Yeah, but I got a hand. When
you're spread.
Oh my
when
god!
You
employ both hands.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
The more I think about it, I do agree it's fucking weird.
Oh yeah.
But it's
and
something.
Many times
wonder
you've
if
told
this...
me you don't wash your hands.
Yeah, barely ever. But
isn't that fucking gross?
Yeah,
so he's got poop all over his hands, and then he's French kissing the fucking dog. This is a fucking disgusting human being right here.
And I will never claim to be anything else. So I don't give a fuck what you guys think. I don't know why I shit like that. I don't know who taught me to do that. If I taught myself, I have no fucking clue. I just been doing it my whole life, and I never knew it was another thing until someone said, "Why do this?" I'm like, "What? You do that?"
Because the fatter I get, the harder it is to do this without pulling a fucking side muscle, guys. Let me tell you about being 38 over here.
If you buy yourself one of those shit sticks that I invented.
Do you guys have you heard about the poop knife? And all the people online who...
The knife.
Yeah, there's a whole set of people who think it's normal and other people who've never heard of it. Apparently, there's a thing in many homes, various areas in the United States, where it's very common to have like an old steak knife in the bathroom next to the toilet to cut up the large turds so that they'll go down. And it's called the family poop knife. And it's a real thing. There's a controversy all over. Reddit's on it. Like, I can't believe you guys don't know about the poop knife.
Well, sometimes you will drop a log.
Poop knife. Could you imagine that being passed down?
Where do you put it?
No, that definitely happens.
Where do you put a shitty knife?
That's
in
true.
In your bathroom.
Well, you got a shitty plunger and a shitty toilet cleaner in there.
I guess so.
You know, you could have a little sleeve for it.
This is obviously used far more often, though.
I had a buddy that shit giant turds like that, and he would use the cardboard piece off a dry cleaning hanger.
Oh.
And he'd break that off the hanger, and he'd poke it in there, and then he'd throw that away.
Why are they so dense?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had to break a log up, but... I love the idea of a family shit knife,
and I
love the idea of it getting passed down generation to generation. Like, this is Papaw's shit knife, and now I'm using it.
See, you know what I'd do? It would be like swizzling to me if I had guests for dinner that I didn't like.
You'd switch out the knives?
Put the knife down, yeah. I'd clean it, though, but I'd still know that thing's cut up about 85, 90
You're
logs.
Right. Yeah. I think I'd have a hard time not doing that, too.
And then I'd sit back and go...
Be cutting up the Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, yeah.
With my shit knife.
That's mother-in-law.
Shit knife. That shit knife right there cut a turd from a fucking colonel in the fucking military army in the fucking Civil War.
All right there, homie. I think it's news time.
I got news.
Let's get it.
I got the news. I want a theme song, too. You do your thing.
I like that. I've got the news.
Yeah. No. So, you know, we're all pretty excited. We're allowed to go outside now in some places. One of those places is our sister country, Kazakhstan. You may be familiar.
Definitely our sister country.
Very long history there. This nice lady. I mean, the picture, I'll give her this. She gave her life to take this photo, but it's a wonderful photo.
Mm-hmm.
She climbed to the top of a 115-foot mountain on a cliff. And she threw her hands back and she posed happy for her freedom from coronavirus. And she's out in the wilderness living her life. And she fell off the fucking mountain and died.
That is a great picture.
It's a great picture. Look at it. She's living life for the next 10 seconds.
And then fell off the cliff.
Oh, she really fell off. Fuck. And she's hot, too.
She was hot.
She had a fisher mangled body out of the fucking ravine.
You know, it's so funny you found that because... You see this group of guys on YouTube and shit that do that shit on purpose. You know, they go to the top of fucking tall buildings and they fucking sprint around the edge with no straps or anything on. They do these selfies. But you never hear about anybody falling off.
Because those are pros.
Yeah.
Well, how are you a pro?
Well, you do it a couple times and
to
don't die.
Of a radio tower and holding on like this. And
she's an adult woman. She's a professional sitter. She should be able to sit on a rock and not fall off.
Yeah, she was sitting. She wasn't even standing.
She's sitting.
So,
I mean, when she stood up, a rock slipped or something.
Laddie, she knows that's to live. And then she, as soon as the picture was taken, wouldn't the phone go with her?
Well, I mean, obviously someone else took this picture. I think it was her boyfriend.
That's not a selfie.
Oh, it's not a selfie.
No.
And then she fucking rolled over backwards.
Yeah. Are you sure he didn't take that picture and then fucking kick her? And no one would have ever known.
Nobody would believe this
was
not an accident.
He's back there taking that picture and she's like, you know, that's not a good She's pre-bitching before she even sees the picture. And then he just snaps that I fucking took it and just
you
kicks
know
her.
You
and you know what?
The
fucker
the
probably made money in some way, shape, or form selling that to a tabloid magazine.
He probably. So yeah, thanks for updating us on the murder. Next.
She was cute. She was cute though.
And more coronavirus news. The Peruvian mayor or a mayor in a country in Peru. I don't know where it is. He's in Peru. He has not been like super good at taking care of his people. He hadn't set up any kind of like places for sick people to go. He was supposed to be doing all this stuff as a leader to keep coronavirus from spreading. And instead, apparently, like, every weekend he was going out drinking with his friends.
Good
and
news.
And he got busted. The cops found him. And apparently, I don't know where these men are drinking, and it doesn't say, but there are several open coffins nearby. This dude threw on a mask, laid in the coffin, and pretended to be dead from coronavirus so that he wouldn't get in trouble for being a bad, bad mayor.
Smart dude.
Where are they drinking they with dead bodies?
They put out the pig. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are there coffins nearby? Where are you?
Prue's
why
got
are
some
they,
weird bars.
Why are they empty?
It's ironic that another thing, just 2 days ago, I was looking at Facebook, and this girl I went to high school with apparently has a child that lives in Peru. And she was saying that they've got it locked down so tight that children are not allowed to walk out the front door. And if they catch an adult outside the house, there's military walking up and down every street. They basically point their gun at you and say, get back in that fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's accurate. I mean, who knows? If they caught you at a bar, they'd probably kill you, because this girl had said that her son was not allowed to walk out the fucking front door.
I think that's the way China did it, and it kind of worked.
Yeah, except China didn't say, get in the house or I'll shoot. They just shot.
No,
yeah,
there maybe. Were other European countries that were really strict like that and had curfews and people were like, literally not allowed to leave outside their house.
Well, if you're in this guy's district, though, you're probably fine.
Why? But apparently they found out where he's been hanging.
He's hanging with caskets. Dead people.
Got the hot
tip.
That's great.
He just throws on a mask. Why would a fucking dead body need a mask on it?
Well, that's how the cops were to know you died from coronavirus.
Oh, okay. Okay. You don't want that dead person
they
coughing on you.
They make the visual cues all fit
dead
together.
Dead person breathed on me.
Also, apparently in the larger cities, since their restaurants aren't open, these humongous rat populations are becoming aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDC had to put out a warning because mm-hmm. these rats are becoming aggressive trying to get food because there's no trash. Man, there's so many reasons not to live in a big city. Number one, coronavirus. Number two, coronavirus starved rats. Like, the hits
that.
Just keep on coming.
Yeah, I think the New York rats are really out there right now.
Well, they come from the sewers, right?
Well, that, and like she said, they used to be able to go to these restaurants,
these
garbage
dumpsters.
Cans and dumpsters, and feast, and now that food's not there anymore.
The freegans ate it all.
They're like, where the fuck do we do? So they're going more to people's places and shit like that. Or
just like climbing up your leg because you got a sandwich.
And those are those big New York City rats, too. You know, those aren't normal rats.
The size of fucking little beavers, yeah.
I didn't know. Exactly. Apparently there's like a community of people who own rat terriers who let them loose on the streets at night in the larger cities to hunt rats.
Well, that makes sense. That's what they're for.
Why? I don't want to kiss a dog that's been rat hunting.
You don't kiss that dog.
Oh, you wouldn't kiss that
dog?
No,
that dog don't get those prints.
I feel like 2 days later.
Just the one that eats poop.
I feel like 2 days later you'd kiss that dog.
Just the one that eats turds. That's the one you kiss.
I don't have a dog that eats a turd.
You don't know. You open the door, you say, go outside. Well, he goes outside.
You don't have a cat.
How many times do you go out and step in shit? Not very much, because he ate it.
Dogs eat cat shit.
I got a lot of shit back here. Dogs do eat cat shit, and I heard cat shit's delicious.
I will bring some.
I'm never going to try it, but I
you
did
heard
hear
it here.
Cat
Jason's going to eat a cat turd next week. I mean, in 1 month when I'm back, I'm going to bring him one.
I don't want a cat turd, but I hear the cat turds are exquisite.
Wow.
Who
told you that?
I don't remember. The internet probably.
Sounds
like something Miggy would cook up. Yeah.
It does sound like a Miggy.
I don't like rats. If I fucking saw one walking across here, I'd be on this fucking thing like a little bitch.
Rat?
Somebody killed.
Yeah.
A rat. Those fucking, because they come after you.
Okay, so what are you more scared of? Rats or snakes?
Oh, snakes 100%.
Snake would eat the rat.
If it was just, if I was here by myself, I would actually pick up something and try to find the rat and smash it or something. If it's a fucking snake, it's a king cobra, and I'm not going anywhere near it.
King cobra.
They're all king cobras to me. It's a real medical fear.
Do you get nervous out like a big worm?
No, worms, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, because worms don't have fucking fangs and an unhinged
neither
jaw that opens like this.
Snakes.
A garter snake's a king cobra.
They're
scares all
them
king
cobra.
I'm terrified of snakes. And, you know, I can go to a fucking zoo and stand behind the glass. I'm not that terrified. But if that fucking thing is cracked open or something, that motherfucking get out.
What about like spiders?
Spiders don't bother me. No.
When we go to the zoo and we go to the reptile house, Carmen sits outside. She won't go inside.
But it's air conditioned
in
there.
Oh, I know.
It
loves
in there.
Reptile house doesn't stink.
Yes, it does.
I don't remember reptile house stinking.
Yeah, reptile house stinks.
But yeah, I guess it's not air conditioned in there.
Funny,
it's hot in there, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's cool in there.
Yeah,
that's where
it's
you're
not the cat house.
Yeah, I like it. I'll stare at an alligator for a half hour. I don't give a fuck. You know?
Those signs might as well all say king cobra.
Another king cobra.
I'm telling you, I'm terrified. I have been, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up in Arizona. it wasn't uncommon to walk out in your fucking backyard and see a fucking rattlesnake. It happens.
I see a king cobra.
My mother has been bit. My mom has been bit by scorpions at least 3 or 4 times. They come in your house and go in your shoes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And my mom has slid her foot into a shoe a few times and gotten stung by 3 or 4 scorpions. Living out there has some shit, you know. But I was out one time, and I never understood this. My dad had, when we had a bunch of money, my dad was making a ton of money, he built this really big grand fireplace in our house. It's Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're not going to use it.
No.
Okay? In the wintertime, you might get down in the 40s.
You may get a month.
Well, you don't have heat either. Probably.
What?
You don't have heat in your house. If it got down to 40, you'd
so if it got to 40,
happy,
yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's probably a month out of the year where you might be able to use it.
He had a wood pile. Because we did burn it 2 or 3 times a year on a really cold days. And
he had a wood pile full of scorpions and snakes.
Yeah. I used to do these little fucking woodchucks. Like a little baby squirrel. They would go in and out of there. And I went over and I saw one go in. I wasn't scared of them at all. I went in there. I wanted to fucking move a couple of these logs. And I heard the fucking rattle. I didn't see the snake.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I'm out. Yeah.
I never went. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad says, go get me a piece of wood. Nope.
See, I'm not worried about it around here because we don't have rattlesnakes. And I get what you're saying.
Water moccasins.
We got copperheads.
Stay out of the water. I mean, we do have copperheads, but they're so few and far between.
Cobra.
You know, cobra.
I'm really failing as an Ohio certified volunteer.
I did hear that Lake Coberlin is full of fucking water moccasins. And so I've always been a little nervous to go jumping and swimming in that lake.
I don't dig lake swimming at all.
Because you can't see it?
I can't see it.
Yeah.
Even the ocean. Like, if I can't stand in the ocean up to here and see my feet, I don't want to go in
there. I'll swim in a lake before I'll swim in an ocean. I'm not swimming
in an
ocean.
I'll swim in a clear ocean before I swim.
No, I'm talking about like a beach, but I'm saying if you take me out to the middle
of
the ocean
or
a middle of a lake, I'd much rather jump in the middle of a lake.
No, you see video all the time of people like sea kayaking and there's a bunch of sharks underneath them.
Fuck that. Yeah, I ain't fucking with sharks.
And then when they say most sharks, I like going to the beach every now and then.
Yeah.
But I don't swim too far out. They say most shark attacks are within 50 feet of the fucking beach. So, you know, you stay close enough where you can run out.
With the waves and stuff, I usually go out to about waist high in an ocean. You know, with the waves and stuff, every once in a while, that's going to go over your head or maybe not. But it's good enough for me. I don't need to go out where I can't touch the ground.
We're inland people.
Right. Yeah.
So you said your dad was making some scratch. Did he ever offer to buy you a Lamborghini? Did he love you that much?
I don't think it was that kind of scratch.
He would have bought me a Lamborghini when I was six, seven years old. So
this nice little 5-year-old boy, he really wanted a Lamborghini recently.
I like it.
Oh yeah, he really wanted that Lambo. I don't know why a 5-year-old knows. I guess 5 is older than
my kid wants a Lamborghini.
He wants a Lambo.
My kid wants a Lamborghini.
Is he going to steal your car and drive it to California with $3
in his
wallet?
He doesn't want an adult car. He wants a what are those? A Power Wheel, a Lamborghini Power Wheel.
Oh, see, that's kind of cool though. No, this kid was in Utah and he got pissed off at his mom and dad. Said, "Fuck you! I'm going to go get my own Lamborghini with his own money." He's in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He made it all the way to the interstate.
He was on
the interstate in mom and dad's
car. That's impressive.
When he got pulled over for like driving weird and going really slow.
Yeah. And he was 5.
And he told the cop, "Yep, there's dash cam footage of it." But
we both got
5-year-old
young boys.
Said, "I want to go to California and buy a Lamborghini."
Yeah.
And they said he had $3 in his pocket. He had his Lambo money lined up.
That's kids.
He's going to go pick it up.
It must be in the news a lot now because my 7-year-old's been talking about Lambos a lot lately.
Really?
He likes the cool doors.
Yeah.
And we were driving yesterday and he said, "Hey, can we get a cool car?" And I'm like, "What kind of cool car?"
My kid does that all the time.
He said, a Lambo. I want those doors. I said, "Well, yeah, just go ahead and shit out $150,000, son."
You get a DeLorean pretty cheap. They got gold wing doors.
Yeah, DeLorean was the first one with those doors, but those were stainless steel.
And even though they're not that cheap either, so cheaper.
Well,
than
I mean,
Lambo.
Do you want it to run? It's probably a question.
So I thought maybe I could save up money for a few years and get suicide doors put on my Chevy Cruze. What do you think?
Should do that. That would look really good. Yeah. I should get some on my Camry.
Is a Chevy Cruze?
Chevy Cruze.
Don't total it. It's not worth anything. I'm begging you, don't wreck it, okay? It's not worth anything.
I don't want to wreck it.
Awesome. That's what people tell me every day, and I don't fucking believe them.
What? I totaled my last car.
What was it?
A Chrysler Town & Country van.
Oh, that's worth some scratch, though.
It was.
You probably got a good penny
on it.
Well,
got everything taken care of and paid off and all that shit, but yeah, the Chevy Cruze is, I got one little 7-year-old, and the other two are grown up, and even if I have to put them all in the car, which I never do, Cruise is enough.
Who gives a shit? Next story? Or we have a next story?
Well, I think that was it. Maybe I had
Hey, kids.
One. No, I think
Daddy gives a shit.
Daddy gives a shit. Daddy okay.
Jason doesn't, but Daddy gives a shit.
Daddy gives a shit.
No,
I don't know if you had anything else or not. I was just
dog nuts.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't care about Sevy Cruz's price in the fucking market.
Well, you really should.
It is hot. I'm adding to this bitch too.
You know, last week I gave a shout out to one of my high school buddies. I'm going to do another one. My shout out, my hometown shout out this week is for my man, Doug Wallace.
Hey, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Doug, I think he lives in Georgia now. I haven't seen him in a lot of years, but Doug was one of my best friends growing up. And
Doug, you have a piece on him?
I never saw it. I don't think I ever saw Doug's dick.
He always sees his friend's pieces. So.
I probably saw Doug's dick while he was peeing. Okay. It wasn't memorable enough to remember.
Oh,
but
okay.
Doug, I told you about that big giant toga party we had.
Yes.
It was done at Doug's house. Doug, without a doubt, had the coolest fucking high school parents. His parents let us sit every summer. We would go to Doug's house and sit in his fucking driveway. Doug had a pickup truck. We'd lower the tailgate and we'd drink all fucking night. And as long as we didn't get hammered, his parents even bought us a beer. As long as we didn't get hammered.
Oh,
so big shout out to Doug and Doug Wallace and Doug's mom and dad, who were without a doubt the coolest high school parents.
All right.
They were born in the right time.
How did Doug end up all right? Or
Doug ended up good. I think he owns a construction company. He lives just outside of Atlanta, I think, or some big town in Georgia. Wife, kids.
There another one?
Well, shout out to Doug and his mediocre dick that Chris don't remember, and his sweet parents that used to buy underage Chris alcohol, and now he's an alcoholic. Congratulations. Anyways.
Hey, Doug, I appreciated it. His parents let us have a monster toga party at his house. They were fucking cool people.
Would you rather?
It's would you rather time.
We're a buck and a half in.
I'm sweating like a whore, man.
Yeah, my hair is fine.
I'm sweating like a hooker on Dollar Day.
I mean, I didn't come in here looking great anyway.
I'm sweating
this
like a
helping.
Mexican guy on Father's Day.
I'm going to need
Why?
Less heat and less lighting.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
The Mexicans have a lot of kids.
Okay.
Catholic.
So they got to buy them
Not
presents
because they're
and
Mexican,
stuff.
Mexican, because they're Catholic, you racist.
Yeah, you're going on this racist thing, too?
She has a point.
I was just calling.
It is a Catholic thing. That's more of my thing. It was a Catholic thing.
Hey, you look like you just went swimming.
You do.
It's fucking hot in here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I look like I just got done with my tennis match.
Use this art for
yeah,
its purpose.
With you with Anna Kournikova, me with Vlad. Hey, guys, let me say before we do the Would You Rather, we are 18 subscribers short on
YouTube. Yeah, we need 18 more people to sign up. Please do it.
My boss will do it.
Make a fucking fake account. I don't give a shit.
Log in at grandma's house and crunch the number one time.
Yeah, I've got a couple weird people. My mom's boyfriend the other day that I've never really don't even know that well subscribed. One of our boss's kids subscribed the other day, and it probably wasn't the kid. But they're trying to help us out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who gives a shit?
We only need 18 more help you out.
18.
Are you 18 short of 100?
Of 100, yeah.
100, you get your own URL, and then I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
then
so
I
all we need is right at 100.
Because you don't need to be subscribed to listen to us. So I don't really care about that. But for whatever reason, YouTube needs that as proof that people are going to watch your shit and make it worth it to them to...
Yeah, so I mean, 18 is not very many. All of our friends have done it and stuff. Just log in on somebody else's.
Not all of them. Only 83 of them.
Yeah.
Or 82 fuckers. Or whatever the fuck it is.
Fair weather motherfuckers.
There. Well, you know, a lot of people don't have YouTube accounts. Unless you're uploading things to YouTube or saving shit.
Well, to help out a buddy, I'd make one.
I agree.
What does it take? 2 seconds to fucking make a YouTube account?
Cost you nothing.
I think so.
Cost you nothing. Come on, people.
Turn off the notifications. You don't have to worry about the emails.
You subscribe already?
Harry Guy's on there, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't worry about Harry Guy.
No, got to love Harry Guy, who's taken off two or three layers of clothing since he's been sitting over there in the oven.
Well, Harry Guy came dressed like he was going to a football game in September. Like he's wearing the hoodie and everything else.
Read the room.
All right, would you rather? I got a good one. I'm going to point this one at you, Heather.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather have to take it in the ass every day? Ooh. For a month.
That's tough.
Okay. By a different guy every day.
I just got a bike.
Bareback, raw dog.
I just got a bike.
Bareback and raw dog.
Anything that reduces the girth and that millimeter of condom.
By the end of
off.
The month, you're going to have that Jason thing where it stays open when he comes out. Yeah, you're going to have
old
that.
Gape.
Yeah, you might have skinny guys. You might have big guys. You're going to have a different guy every month.
Is that the one time you really hope for a small dick?
Well, obviously.
Lots
smaller,
of times,
like thinner.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a class of dick that's better meant for butt sex for me. I mean, okay. I'm not a big butt gal, but, you know, haven't been down that road a lot. I'm about to apparently hit 30 hard days of it, though.
30.
Here's the good thing, though. These guys, are none of them have diseases or anything like
AIDS
that.
AIDS free.
Are they gentle?
They're not gentle. Well, some might be, some might not be. I don't know how.
No anal warts.
You're not going to get anything from it. They're all clean. They don't stink or anything like that. So you either have to take it in the ass once a day for a month, mm-hmm. or once a month you have to go down to a homeless shelter and bang a homeless guy. Once a month.
Once a month for how long?
But once a day for a month.
Oh.
But you only have to do him vaginally. You don't have to do it anally. You got to fuck him, yeah.
So you're fucking a homeless guy every day for a month?
Or in the puss, though, where it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Okay, but he's...
Well, he could have a huge dog,
and I always love the assumption that homeless people are nasty. So
yeah. You know what? I have some real nice homeless friends downtown.
Does he take a bath every day? No.
Well,
he doesn't have a bath.
There's this white guy hangs out at Sawyer Point. He's
so you
got to
have
right.
You got to have a stinky, sweaty homeless guy on you banging away, but he's going in the vag where you're not even going to feel it.
Well, I feel like that's a service to my community. You know, like
that's
there's
not
a...
what I meant. I didn't mean that. If he's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, that's
you're
not what I meant.
You're not even going to feel it.
It's in the vag. It's not going to hurt.
You know, those are dead muscles at this point.
I think that if butt sex were incredibly painful, a whole lot less people would do it.
But you're getting clean businessmen. You're getting lawyers and doctors nailing you in the can. You're getting homeless guys.
If I'm going to let a rich man fuck me in the ass, I'm going to get more for it than to win.
You get nothing.
No. That would burn me.
All you
get is
the ass sex.
No.
So you'd rather fuck the homeless guy.
I'm going to be the beautiful, angelic gift of pussy to this homeless man who's got nothing and no one. He's going to love me. He's going to be
it's
my
true.
Fucking slave. They're and all going to be my slaves. I'm going to have
deep,
an all army of them.
And while he's ball deep, he's going to be reaching in your purse grabbing change.
Didn't say he was going to rob me.
Hey,
I'll bring sandwiches.
Well, the change is at the bottom of the purse. It's easy to grab. You know, you can't really open a wallet.
I'll bring sandwiches. That's right, what they're looking for.
You're going to fuck a homeless guy every day, vaginally.
Mm. Are they clean, too?
No.
Homeless
I'm going to
get
aren't
AIDS?
Clean. That's why they're... Well, I don't know. They're homeless people. You don't know. They haven't been to the doctor in years.
Glasses, too. Can you believe it? The rich people don't have any diseases, and the homeless people all got AIDS.
The homeless... I ain't gonna do it. What I'm saying is the homeless people haven't been to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
They don't know.
They're
the rich they people have it. they have the check mark by the doctor. The homeless guy, you're just you
well,
don't
in
know.
That
but
case,
the rich
it's
people are
butt
going,
city.
It's butt city.
Yeah, if I can't be guaranteed not to get the herp or something, then it's butt city.
Well, you can search for the herp, right?
You can look for the herp. But
yeah,
you really want to peel through the homeless
to
guy's
rely
dick.
On my own.
Treat you like that hooker did out in Vegas.
Yeah, that was so uncomfortable. A million candle power white.
Whoopi's got a fucking mag light looking at this homeless guy's balls for
black
bumps.
Black light, too. Yeah.
You're pulling out little pieces of French fry out of the pubes because it fell there. When
homeless people don't eat.
They eat.
They're not going to let a
they
French
get money
fry
on
hang
the
out.
Side.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so you're going butt.
I'm taking, yeah. The,
ladies,
based
ladies,
on health reasons.
And for men, it'd be the same thing.
The same thing?
You're either taking it in
yeah,
the ass or you're fucking
thing.
A homeless woman every day.
Well, I'd rather fuck the homeless woman than get fucked yeah, in the ass. I mean,
an
it's
an
not the same thing. It's never a...
No, it's an easy one for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're taking it in the
Why
can.
Why would I want
it?
Even with no...
Dude, the idea of getting fucked in the ass once is a $100,000 deed.
50.
Was I 50? You're
50.
I'm 50.
You're
100. Yeah, I'm like, you're giving me 100 grand if you're going to fuck me in the ass. So the idea of doing it for free for 30 days in a row?
I feel like...
I'd much rather fuck a homeless lady.
I feel like I don't care what you say. I got a 1 in 30 chance that this lawyer, doctor man... has a tiny dick and loves my butt.
Well, you're going to get
I'm
going
to find love.
You're going to get that.
Who wants Whoopi?
But it's true. Know, there's your next rock of love.
You're clean people. So, I mean, one day you might get fucking, hey, here's number 29 day. Bend over. Hey, it's me, Shaq. And you're going to take a fucking tree trunk in the asshole. You don't know who you're going to get, but
well,
you
I
know
hope
you're
going to
get clean.
At the end.
Clean people.
I think a guy with like a real sharp bend would be worse than a butthole because I don't think the butthole has the same bend as the. You know,
I don't think it would hurt in the walls of the butthole.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know in the science of the butthole fucking, but it just. Either way, Shaq, I don't want Shaq fuck me in the ass.
I'll tell you, Jimmy John's never gotten that ass.
You might
Jimmy
get,
John's
wouldn't
you
might
fit
get
no
Shaq
ass.
One day. You know, who knows? Your 30 might be a fucking whole NBA team.
Ooh.
Quit changing the rules.
I said you're going to get clean. well-groomed people with money who have been to the doctor. I didn't say who.
Yeah. You're saying once a day.
Once a day.
But once a day, yeah.
Oh,
but
I
it could
be
the
like
lineup.
The 10 days.
The week, you know, you got the guard, the
I thought you meant like day 31 is the whole team.
No, and then the good day is when the trainer shows up with his little Tootsie Roll and sticks it in and you don't feel a thing.
Yeah, we
freebie
could just,
bonus.
He could pull you up to the Coliseum of the Utah Jazz, and you just have to take it, take it, take it.
Next thing you met Karl Malone?
Karl Malone.
Hey, I'm Karl Malone, and my dick 12 feet long.
Like the T-Rex.
I can't begin to tell you how fucking hot I am.
Well, just tell a joke, and let's end this fucking thing, because I'm hot, too.
Yeah, I'm going to the pool. God,
so the pool?
Yeah, Mom, Dad got the
heater on. Oh, that's right, your mom
owns
a pool.
Oh, your mom and dad got a pool?
Yeah, they got the heater on.
Are they home?
Yeah, we're going.
Nice.
Come on.
Where do they live? Close to here?
Pretty close.
I only swim nude.
That's between you and my dad. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it around her dad.
Dad's crazy, man.
Yeah, he might have a shit knife. I'm not sure. It wouldn't surprise
your dad nuts?
He's just an old biker.
He's something. Jason loves my dad.
Do I? I don't remember your dad that much, honestly.
You like him because he's
I thought he was a dick always.
No.
He just came off as,
he tries to be funny.
He was always standoffish, I thought. Or he tried to play like a tough guy constantly. I remember
jokes.
We would be outside,
he's
out back and stuff,
shit.
And he would all of a sudden just be revving his motorcycle. Like, what are you doing? Like, I get it. You're in a motorcycle. Yeah.
He's a Harley guy?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that doesn't like to accept his age, then.
He's part of that old racist biker gang.
Oh, is he really?
Some of them are.
The one on Berry Street, isn't that where it is?
Wherever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You said you delivered some hot pizzas there before.
No, I did. I delivered to a Klan rally had just ended. They were still wearing their Klan outfits.
No way.
Without that. It was
now,
the funniest fucking thing.
My dad does not
thing.
Do that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting her dad in this category.
No, he just
but
hangs out there.
There's overlapping
there
groups.
There was this particular street. It's over in, like, in between Bethel and Amelia. I don't remember the actual name of the street. I remember it was off of Berry, but I don't remember what the actual street was. Anyways, you go there, and for one thing, the numbers are all fucked up. Like, this is like, you know, normal street, you got 9, 11, 13, you know, on one side of the street. Time ran out.
Hour and a half.
This one would be like 9, 1,020, you know, just like the numbers didn't make any fucking sense at all. And then sometimes they would go in different orders. I remember asking the one guy, and he's like, "We made the street, boy. We own the street. We'll make the numbers whatever the fuck we want the numbers to be. Don't worry about it." And then, you know, so crazy bikers. I get there one day, though, and I remember this very well, that I was listening to Dr. Dre really loud with my windows down. It was the summer. And I pull up, and I see these fucking people. What's up, Anton? You're doing a really good job of letting the dog in.
I was only here for
it. That's all good.
That's why I'm here.
I've recently been tossed away, so.
Anyhow, I pull up. I'm listening to Dre.
Oh, you're all good, buddy.
And then I see all these guys wearing white robes. And I'm like, well, they're dressed funny. Whatever. I didn't think too much of it. But then you could tell at the closer way, but these are Klan men without the hoods on.
That's
and they had just
scary,
got done with
it?
Their thing. And I guess there's a decent amount of them over there.
I couldn't speak to it when I was a kid. I only
it scared me.
Could really
it's,
say
it's
one
a scary
because
thing.
He had.
I think I was
name.
Only 19. So
when I was a kid, there was only one that I knew of because he has name embroidered on his shirt, and I think it had some language there on his embroidery.
Yeah, those people really make me uneasy to be anywhere in the vicinity of them because you know how fucking just insane crazy they are.
Yeah,
and the thing about it is because I'm not racist, and I have black friends. I'm the enemy, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just as much of the enemy as they are.
Well, we're not going to believe that, but you got a joke of the day?
Jokey joke.
You know what? You've been calling me racist for the last 6 weeks, so
6 weeks.
My joke today is a black joke. And it's funny. Black people aren't going to be offended by this. It's a funny-ass joke.
You've been calling me racist 6 weeks, so I'm going to tell a racist joke.
It's not racist.
Okay, good.
There's a little black kid, about 5 years old, and he's playing in his garage. Okay.
Gotcha.
And he reaches on the top shelf, reaches for a toy, and a can of white paint covers his body. So he runs into his house and he says, "Hey, Mom, look, I'm a white boy now." Beats the shit out of him and says, "You are black and you'll be proud of that. You wait till your dad gets home." So his dad walks in and he says, "Dad, look, I'm a white kid now." Dad beats his ass and said, "You are black and you'll be proud of that." And the kid says, "You know what? I've been white 20 minutes and I can't stand black people already." Now, that's a funny joke, man. Not racist at all.
No, not racist. I like it. Not funny. Bad.
All right. Acceptable.
It's acceptable? Yeah. We're not going to label racists in that one?
No,
that's just good, clean fun.
It's a funny joke.
I agree. I mean, you're still a racist, but it's not. That joke has nothing to do with it. All right, guys. That's episode 31. We will see you later this week sometime. I don't know the exact time or date or anything, but we'll let you know.
And
see
one more thing. One more thing. We are going to be, Jason and I are going to be doing some really fucked up contests in the upcoming weeks and giving away stupid prizes. So stay tuned for that. That's coming.
Okay. I like it. I think Chris is trying to work up a bag full of dildos and pocket pussies to give out.
It'll be real fun stuff. You're not going to win money or anything on this show, but you will win something.
Yeah.
Something for sure.
You might not be rich, but you'll get an itch.
You might be the first guy with a fucking Pringles pocket pussy on your block. So stay tuned.
Ooh. Pringles pocket pussy. I'd do a lot of things for one of those.
I would too.
You know?
What flavor?
That looked homemade. That's on flavor. Etsy.
Yeah. What can would you want? I would want the jalapeno can.
Sour cream and onion.
Ooh, I'd put my own sour cream in.
Whoa! All right, guys, that's episode 31. Stay black.
She's got a man on the side. Yeah, she's with him today. And I probably won't die. But it sure feels that way. And I used to be strong. I used to be tough. And she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty fucked up. Oh, pretty fucked up. Yeah, pretty fucked up now. Oh, she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty fucked up. Now I know people change. And sometimes that's good. But some people don't. When maybe they should. But right now that don't help me. I might just throw up. Cause it sure does feel shitty when things just get pretty fucked up. Oh, pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up now. Thought she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty fucked up. I made her feel this way. And I begged her forgiveness. Yeah, I begged her to stay. And she said that she loved me. It made me feel good. Yeah, it made me feel giddy. But now I feel pretty fucked up. Oh, pretty fucked up.